for horsepower next camp. He's been awarded at the 22 to the Bill Green. What's the new horsepower next camp? He's been awarded at the 22 to the horsepower Bill Green.
Brand new scene. It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, it is the fourth of a six-game series between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades. Hey, everyone. Happy Friday. What's going on? Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Appreciate you kicking off your weekend with us as the Cyclones try to get in the win column for the first time this series. Hudson Valley has taken all three of the first three contests between the Mets and Yang's Taiye affiliates thus far, and last night was a continuation of that in what was really just a heartbreaking loss for Brooklyn, a 6-5 Hudson Valley win, a game in which the Cyclones were leading 5-0, but they saw that lead evaporate over the course of the final four innings. Hudson Valley with a three spot in the six to really get things started. But at the end of the day, Justin, just another game where Brooklyn comes up empty-handed, and it felt like far too often when they had their opportunities with men on base and men in scoring position.
Yeah, no, it was a frustrating way for the game to close out for Brooklyn last night against Hudson Valley, and a large reason for that was Brooklyn got off to a great start with runners in scoring position, went 2 for 3 out of the gate, but then went 1 for 19 the rest of the way, left 16 men on base. The most men left on base by Brooklyn in a 9-inning game since August of 2010. So it had been a long time since Brooklyn had a frustrating game like they did last night. But the beauty of baseball today, a new day, a beautiful day here on Coney Island. And I think a credit to Chris Newell and the Cyclones coaching staff. The vibes today around batting practice and in the clubhouse still very high despite a demoralizing loss last night.
Well, it's difficult to find bright spots in a game that you lose 6-5 where you blow a 5-run lead. But there most certainly was one for Brooklyn last night. And that lone bright spot really was Jacob Reimer, who had himself a 4-hit evening. He was 4-for-5, scored a run, also knocked one in as well. Those 4 hits, a career high for Reimer, who really has raked at the low A level to begin the year. Was a little bit of a struggle his first 2 weeks or so getting acclimated to playing here at the high A level in Brooklyn. Even after his 4-hit day, Justin, the average still sub 200 since joining the Cyclones at just .196. But a very small sample size, and that number in no way a testament to what Reimer can do on the baseball diamond. You got the sense that it was only a matter of time until we were going to see the base hits start falling, and last night they were plentiful for Mr. Reimer.
Well, you mentioned it yesterday on the broadcast, Johnny. You spoke with Reimer yesterday. Check out that interview coming out on social media channels and YouTube coming up in the next couple of days or so. But you said Reimer was locked in yesterday. He was focused, even though he came into the game 0 for his last 15, 3 for his last 30. But really, really thrived in last night's ball game and didn't try to do too much. Hit the ball to the opposite field a couple of times. Laced some balls up the middle. Wasn't trying to do too much. Just stayed within himself. Attacked the ball in the zone. And Reimer had himself a 4-hit night. Something not many players can say they have done here in Brooklyn over the years, especially as a teenager. We won't get into the specifics too much because then we'd ruin our Coney Convo's trivia question for tonight.
Well, either way, Reimer certainly had himself a day yesterday, and he'll try to follow it up as he bats cleanup and plays third base tonight for the Cyclones. The starting pitching matchup for tonight for Brooklyn, it will be the right-hander Yoandir Suarez, making his 18th start of the season for Brooklyn. And as long as Suarez goes more than an inning and a third, he will take the lead amongst Brooklyn pitchers for the most innings tossed this season. He has been a staple in this rotation really all season long. Maybe the number's not necessarily in line with what you might expect when you hear the fact that he does lead the team in innings pitched, or probably will after tonight's outing. ERA is up over 5 and a win-loss record of 4-9. But still, Suarez has done everything he has, taking the ball every fifth day, a former Met top 30 prospect who checks in on that list no longer, but obviously still has the stuff to be successful. And on the flip side for Hudson Valley, it's the right-hander Leonardo Pestana, someone who is making just his third appearance with Hudson Valley. Through his 2 starts so far, he's allowed a combined 4 runs and was not the pitcher of record in either of his first 2 appearances with the club. So Hudson Valley trying to clinch a series win, believe it or not. They've already taken the first 3, so a win tonight would mean at the minimum they'll take at least 4 of the 6. And Brooklyn tries to salvage a split and close out the weekend with a couple of wins here on the boardwalk. Cyclones entering play today tied with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws for first place in the North Division. And thanks to Jersey Shore having the upper hand in the head-to-head department between those two, can really kind of say second place in a sense. So Brooklyn, for the first time in quite a while, not alone atop the North Division of the South Atlantic League, but just some added incentive here on what figures to be a very fun weekend on Coney Island. Cyclones and Renegades coming up. We'll have it for you. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching along on the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome back out to Maimonides Park ahead of Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on this Friday night. Mets and Yanks High A edition of the Subway Series. Cyclones and Renegades ringing in the weekend. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. We'll get you on your way with Justin Rock shortly for first pitch between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. But first, a check of tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Renegades, above 500 now in the second half at 23-22, already clinched a playoff spot thanks to winning the first half. Here's the lineup for Sergio Santos's crew tonight. No Spencer Jones, a day off for the Yankees' top prospect, so Anthony Hall leads off and plays center field. Alexander Vargas after him in the two-hole. He plays second base, followed by Jared Serna, the shortstop, batting third. Antonio Gomez is the catcher for the Renegades. He cleans up, followed by Ben Cowles at the hot corner, hitting fifth. Then Spencer Henson, the big first baseman, batting sixth. Christopher Familia out in left, he hits seventh. Grant Richardson, the DH, he had himself a nice day yesterday. 3 hits and a 2-run home run. Richardson, the DH, batting eighth. And then Jared Wagner, rounding out the order for this Hudson Valley 9. He plays right field. And the starting pitcher tonight for the Renegades, Leonardo Pestana. The numbers for Pestana since joining this Hudson Valley squad pretty recently. 6 innings through 2 starts. He's allowed 4 hits, 7 punchouts, 4 walks, and 2 home runs all across those 6 innings of work. And this will be his third start at the high A level. Now for the home Cyclones, 26-19. An identical record to Jersey Shore as the two of them sit atop the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Chris Newell's squad trying to grab their first win of this 6-game series. Here's the lineup they'll send out to try to do just that. A day off for Jet Williams today, so Omar De Los Santos, the designated hitter, leads off. Alex Ramirez in the two-hole, he's the center fielder, followed by Ryan Clifford in left field, batting third. Then Jacob Reimer, one day removed from his career-high 4-hit performance. He's in the cleanup spot, playing third base. Stanley Consuegra is out in right, he bats fifth. William Lugo after Consuegra, he plays first and bats sixth. Then DeAndre Smith's turn. DeAndre back in the lineup playing second base and hitting seventh, followed by Drake Osborne, the catcher who bats eighth, and Junior Tillian, the Brooklyn shortstop, hitting ninth. Starting pitcher tonight for the Cyclones, Yoander Suarez. The numbers so far for the righty, all with Brooklyn. 80 1/3 innings, making his 18th start and 20th overall appearance for the Clones. He's got a 4-9 record, a 5.27 ERA, 105 strikeouts to 43 walks. And the strikeout numbers for Suarez, he's really dialed them up as of recently. So it is Pestana and Suarez as arguably maybe the two most entertaining players that each of these two squads have to offer in Jet Williams for Brooklyn and Spencer Jones for Hudson Valley. Each have the day off, but still plenty of excitement from top to bottom in both these lineups, and a very meaningful game for both these teams. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore mentioned tied for first in the division. Hudson Valley very quietly is right there with them, only three games back. But of course, the Renegades with not a ton of incentive to go on a tear down this home stretch of the regular season, because they have already inked their spot in the 2023 postseason thanks to winning the first half. So we're ringing in the weekend here in Brooklyn. It is the Cyclones and the Renegades, game 4 of 6, and Brooklyn wrapping up a 12-game homestand, this game number 10 of those 12. So glad you could join us on this Friday night. We'll step aside as the national anthem gets underway here at Maimonides Park, and then when we come back, Yoander Suarez will toe the rubber as Brooklyn and Hudson Valley get ready to do battle on this Friday night. Stay with us. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching along on the Bally Live app.
Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Hey,
it's time for baseball on this Friday night, just past 7 o'clock here in the East alongside Johnny Gnamowitz. I'm Justin Rock. Yoander Suarez on the mound for Brooklyn tonight as the Cyclones try and snap a three-game slide. Suarez, 6'3", 253 pounds. 23 years old from Cumana, Venezuela. Suarez, you look at the numbers for him overall this year. 20th appearance, 18th start. 4-9 record of 5.27 ERA. 75 hits and 80 and a third innings. 43 walks, 105 strikeouts. Suarez, though, you shake those numbers down really since the beginning of July. His last six starts, a 1-4 record, but an ERA of 2.45 and 47 strikeouts to just eight walks in 33 innings. So Suarez has continued to pitch some of his best baseball in the second half of the season. Hudson Valley's lineup tonight: Hall, Vargas, Serna, Gomez, Cowles, and Ensign, Familia, Richardson, and Wagner round out their starting nine. So Suarez is ready. Anthony Hall is just about ready. Some folks funneling back into the far end of Hudson Valley's third base dugout. And now it is time to get baseball underway. The windup, our first pitch of the night, is foul to the left, and we are underway at 7:03 Eastern. Hall, 2-for-3 last night, a double, and the game-tying RBI. Reached base four times, also walked twice. And he takes high, it's 1-1. Hall hitting at 258 in eight games with Hudson Valley, 8-for-31, five doubles and five RBIs. Suarez from the wind, the 1-1. And the pitch misses down and in. It's two balls and a strike. Hall, the Yankees' fourth-round pick last year out of Oregon, was also drafted by the Braves in the 35th round out of high school in 2019. Lefty hitter with an open stance, the 2-1. And Hall out in front of the breaking ball. It's even at 2-2. Suarez had arguably the best start of his career last time out. That was a week ago today against Aberdeen. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball down. And the count full. Suarez, six shutout, three-hit innings. Walked one and struck out a career-high 11. 95 pitches, 65 strikes as he and Brendan Hardy combined on a three-hit shutout. The payoff pitch is in there for strike three called. Hall knew it. And Suarez gets him at 91 by the knees. One up, one down here to start this Friday night. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Alexander Vargas will step in. Switch hitter from the left-hand side takes a called strike. And the count is 0-1. Take a look at Brooklyn defensively as Vargas takes a called strike. It's 0-2. Left to right in the outfield, Ryan Clifford, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, Jacob Reimer, Jr. Tillian, DeAndre Smith, and William Lugo, with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-2, inside and low. And the count of ball and two strikes. Vargas 0-for-5 last night with a strikeout, hitting at 212. Nine homers, 49 RBIs. The 1-2. And a curveball down and in. Checked his swing, did not go on appeal. It's even at 2-2. On the bases tonight, Brian Laws, Elliot Melton, the umpire behind the plate, calling the balls and strikes. Two-two, and Vargas, a high fly ball, center field. Back into his left, Ramirez, slowing down in front of the warning track, makes the catch. Two-handed, and there are two out in the first. So two down, brings up Jared Serna. Added to Hudson Valley's roster last week from single-A Tampa. Nine for his first 37 in nine games. That's a 243 average. No homers, two RBIs. 0-for-5 last night and 1-for-13 in the series. Righty-righty matchup, and Cerna fouls it back. And the count 0-1. Cerna, the Yankees, number 17 prospect by Baseball America, number 20 by MLB Pipeline. The 0-1, up and away, it's 1-1. Cerna listed at only 5'6", but hit 19 home runs in 95 games in the Florida State League. Drove in 71, a league notorious for zapping power. As Cerna takes a called strike, it's 1-2. To put that in perspective, Carlos Dominguez, a Mets prospect, led the FSL in home runs last year, had 20 for the entire season. The 1-2 pitch, and Cerna fouls it away. Still at a ball and two strikes. Cerna had a 15-game on-base streak snapped last night. Wind blowing straight out and towards left field tonight. Another breezy evening on Coney Island. The 1-2, and Cerna on the ground at third, off the backhanded glove of Reimer. Regathers, throw to first late and not in time. See how that one is scored. But Hudson Valley has the game's first base runner. Two out and one on for Antonio Gomez. Looked like Reimer just squeezed that ball a little bit too early. And thus it popped in and out of his mitt. Imagine that'll go down as an error on the 19-year-old third baseman. And indeed that flashes up on the scoreboard in left center. Antonio Gomez, who had off last night, takes high for ball one. Gomez, the catcher, hitting at 232. Three homers, 25 RBIs. As Suarez steps off, throw over. And Cerna dives back safely. Gomez 0-for-5 on Wednesday and 1-for-9 in the series. Had a great month of June. Last time Hudson Valley was here, at a home run off the bottom of the video board that knocked out several panels at the bottom of the electronic device, the 1-0. And Gomez, a high fly ball deep down the left field line, hooking towards the pole, a foul ball. Gomez making a bid for another Maimonides Park home run, but just a tad bit out in front. Now Gomez hit .344 in June. Had an OPS of .945, but since then hitting just .190 and has struck out in almost 42% of all of his plate appearances. The 1-1, swing and a miss at the offering down and away. Looked like the change, and Suarez in front, 1-2. One on, two out. Top of the first, no score. Blue sky up above. Maybe a couple scattered clouds way off in the distance. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball up. A pair of strikeouts for Suarez in a 20-pitch first inning. No runs, no hits, an error, and one man left at the end of a half. Hudson Valley nothing. Here come your Cyclones on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drink With Us Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Leonardo Pestana on the mound for Hudson Valley tonight. 25-year-old right-hander, Pestana, 6'4", 198, from Guatire and Venezuela. Guy who has battled injury to return to the active roster. Pestana, look at the numbers for him so far this season with Hudson Valley. His first two starts, 4 runs on 4 hits in 6 innings. 4 walks and 7 strikeouts. Made 14 starts earlier this year at Single-A Tampa. Omar De Los Santos to lead off against him. And the first pitch breaking ball cut on and missed. It's 0-1. De Los Santos, Ramirez, and Clifford, Reimer, Consuegra, and Smith the Hart. With Lugo, Osborne, and Tillian rounding out the starting nine as De Los Santos takes a called strike two. Omar had a multi-hit game last night. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Chase the off-speed down and away at 85, and a 3-pitch strikeout is how Pestana begins his third start in the South Atlantic League. Take a look at the Renegades defensively behind him. Left to right in the outfield, Christopher Familia, Anthony Hall, and Jared Wagner. Third to first around the infield, Ben Cowles, Jared Serna, Alexander Vargas, and Spencer Henson. Antonio Gomez doing the catching behind the plate as Ramirez takes a called strike one. Alex came on as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning last night for Christian Pregent and struck out. And he takes low. It's 1-1. Alex 0-for-4 in his last start on Wednesday. Hitting at 235, 6 homers, 48 RBIs. Been mired in a little bit of a slump over the last week or so. As Ramirez takes outside, it's 2-1. Alex just 3-for his last 31 in this homestand and 4-for his last 41 since the 4th of August. The 2-1. And Ramirez laid on the fastball up at 94. It's 2-2. Pestana in the Florida State League was 0-5 at a 6.1 ERA. 44 hits and 41 in the third innings, 23 walks and 54 strikeouts. The righty is 2-2, and Ramirez a ground ball right side, backhanded by Henson. Throw to the pitcher, Pestana, over to cover the bag, 2 out. So Ramirez hit it hard, but nothing to show for it. And there are 2 down in the opening frame for Ryan Clifford.
Well, the past couple nights, Brooklyn has had the luxury of Jet Williams in the leadoff spot. He got on base to start the game in 2 of the first 3 contests of this series. Williams the day off today, so that's not the case. And 2 gone, nobody out here in the frame.
First pitch to Clifford. Misses up and in, and the count 1-0. Clifford 0-for-5 yesterday. With a walk and a run scored, 0-for-14 in this series. 1-0 pitch, and Clifford a bouncing ball towards first. Softly hit Henson Fields and steps on the bag for the final out of the first inning. So Pestana, a 10-pitch, 1-2-3, bottom of the first after 1, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Got a great scene here. Ridgewood Savings Bank baseball toss along the third baseline. Tomorrow they won't be throwing baseballs. They'll be throwing junior mints. It's part of Seinfeld night tomorrow night. Folks still looking to get tickets, worth noting. 4 o'clock tomorrow, all remaining tickets will go on sale, including standing room only here tomorrow night. Should be a packed house, one of the biggest crowds in Maimonides Park history. What need to purchase those tickets in person at the Cyclones box office tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock. Ben Cowles will lead off the top of the second inning and fouls the first pitch towards the parking lot. That'll be jammed with cars tomorrow. As they are tonight, it's 0-1. Cowles had off yesterday, has reached in 30 consecutive games. The 0-1 outside and high. It's a ball and a strike. Cowles hitting at 261, 10 homers, 36 RBIs. 0-for-1 with three walks and a stolen base on Wednesday. The 1-1 from Suarez. This is down and away. And the count, two balls and a strike. Right now here on Coney Island, a beautiful night as you see behind, rather in front of Spencer Henson. Blue sky with no clouds to be seen across the horizon. The 2-1. In for a strike, it's 2-2. 78 degrees right now here on Coney Island. Real feel at 76. 13-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the west. American flag blowing back out towards left field tonight as a 2-2. Hit on the ground at third. Scooped up by Reimer. Throw across the diamond. Gets his counterpart. And there's one away in the second inning.
Oh, nice job by Reimer at third, having a short memory after the E5 in the first. Settles in nicely and makes the routine 5-3 put out to retire Cowles.
Spencer Henson, the batter, was tied atop Hudson Valley's all-time home run leaderboard last night with Grant Richardson's two-run homer. He's due up in the hole. Familia on deck as Henson takes outside. It's 1-0. Henson 0-for-4 last night, hitting at 251, 13 homers, 44 RBIs. The 1-0 outside, and it's 2-0. Brooklyn tonight wearing the blue and orange Mets-themed uniforms. Brooklyn in orange script lettering across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. The 2-0, and Henson a high fly ball, deep left center field, back at the track, and that one is off the fence. Ramirez fields and fires in. Henson trying to stretch it to a double, the tag, he's out! Henson can't believe it, arguing with the base umpire. That is Brian Laws. Laws demonstrative about the call being correct at second base. But Alex Ramirez, another outfield assist. And Ramirez fired that ball in towards second base. Henson wasn't even a quarter of the way to the bag yet. And you look at that tag. It did look like DeAndre caught him maybe on the knee, although Henson doesn't believe so.
And credit DeAndre Smith, Brooklyn's second baseman. Wasn't the best throw in the world by Alex Ramirez.
As there is a pitch outside of Familia, it's 1-0.
But regardless, Smith doing a nice job going to the ball to retrieve it, recognizing the urgency and still having ample time to apply the tag.
I would argue as well is credit to Smith for realizing he had some time to go chase after the baseball and then get back to make the tag in time. Henson did a good job trying to sort of barrel roll around the tag, but according to Laws, didn't do so successfully. The 2-0 to Familia. And this one hammered deep down the right field line, hooking foul off the wall by the Brooklyn bullpen. It's 2-1. Familia did not play last night, 0-for-2 with a couple of walks and runs scored on Wednesday night, hitting at 246, 8 homers, 21 RBIs in Hudson Valley. But royal blue jerseys for Brooklyn tonight, white by the shoulders on the back of that blue jersey top, showing off the Brooklyn and New York City skyline. Long royal blue sleeves at either end of the jersey top for Suarez. The 2-1, and Familia ground ball through the right side for a base hit. So back-to-back singles for Hudson Valley, but only one on and two out for the designated hitter, Grant Richardson. One on and two out for Richardson. Finished last night's game a triple short of the cycle. Richardson 3-for-4, doubled at a two-run home run in the sixth inning. Hitting at a 199, but has 13 home runs and 35 RBIs. The righty works from the stretch And his first pitch, curveball outside. It's 1-0. White pants for Suarez all the way down to the ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. White cleats buried into the stadium mound. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. With the orange interlocking BK logo on the front. As Richardson, a hard ground ball back up the middle and through into center field. Familia making the turn for third. Here comes Ramirez's throw offline, and that's going to allow Richardson to take second. Three straight base hits for Hudson Valley. And the Renegades with second and third and two out for the nine-batter Jared Wagner. Ramirez just didn't get enough behind that throw. After picking up yet another outfield assist earlier in the inning. An outfield assist for Ramirez to get Henson at second base was his ninth of the year, tying him with Consuegra and De Los Santos for the team lead. And a balk called on Suarez, and Hudson Valley takes the lead. Well, Brooklyn has unfortunately been scattered with miscues over the course of the last few games. And it happens again here. I didn't really see what happened. Hard to tell from that angle behind home. As Wagner swings and misses at the first pitch, it's 0-1.
If anything, maybe just a slight double coming set action from Suarez. Certainly nothing too egregious, but evidently enough.
The 0-1 from Suarez. And Wagner takes outside. It's 1-1. Well, if Jared Wagner was drafted by the Angels, he might be in the big leagues right now. Nolan Chanuel, I believe that's how you pronounce that last name, called up by the Angels today. It was their first-round pick. Wagner, the Yankees' ninth-round pick, and he picks up an RBI single to center. Four straight base hits for Hudson Valley. Jared Wagner with an RBI single. That's his second RBI in Hudson Valley. And a 2-0 second-inning lead for the Renegades.
Yeah, and credit Hudson Valley, this coming from the bottom of the order. Hitters 6-9, picking up four straight singles, and not the way you want to start your night if you're Yoander Suarez.
Victor Ramos out to the mound to have a chat. And unfortunately, the bad vibes from the end of last night's game have seemingly seeped their way over to the start of tonight's contest. Back to the top of the order for Hudson Valley and Anthony Hall. Struck out looking his first time up. And to compound the bad news, look at what's going on in Lakewood, New Jersey. Jersey Shore already out to a 2-0 lead in the top of the second inning. On a wild pitch and a Kendall Simmons RBI single. Blue Claws last night came away with the win against Asheville. Move themselves into a tie atop the North Division with Brooklyn. The Blue Claws holding the tiebreaker against the Cyclones after taking 15 of the 26 season meetings. And that rather also unfortunate for Brooklyn because only 9 of those 26 games were played here at home. Played 3 separate full road series in Jersey Shore this year. As Anthony Hall takes down and in. And the count 1-0. Hall struck out looking his first time up. Lights flickering on here at the stadium. No real effect just yet. Right arm dangling at Suarez's side. Now the 1-0. And Hall chases down. And Suarez works the count even. It's 1-1. Beautiful night here in Brooklyn. Throw back to first, and Wagner dives back. Honestly, was talking with Brendan Hardy about it earlier today. I'm so used to that sticky, humid, gross mid to late August weather. But it has been really, in terms of the temperature, quite comfortable throughout the course of this week. As Hall chases down and in, it's 1-2. Not too humid, not too cold either.
I'd even say last night it was a little chilly. I kind of wish I was wearing pants rather than shorts last night, which is the first time I felt that way in a number of months.
I was going to say, I have broken out the long sleeves a couple of times this week. 1-2, and Hall fouls it off the legs of Osborne. Still a ball and two strikes. One on, two out. Hudson Valley with a couple of two-out runs to take a 2-0 lead. Brooklyn will have the heart of their lineup due up in the bottom of the frame. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the offering down at 88. And Suarez picks up his third strikeout to end the inning. But not before four straight Hudson Valley base hits. Scratch across a pair of runs at the end of 1.5. 2-0 Hudson Valley on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the second inning, Leonardo Pastana back to the mound with a 2-0 lead. Hudson Valley in front. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. Jacob Reimer had a four-hit night yesterday. Will lead things off for Brooklyn in the home second. And Pastana's first pitch on the inside corner at 85. And the count 0-1. Reimer, 9 for 46 in his first 14 games with Brooklyn. That's a 196 average, a homer, 5 batted in. And he takes up and in. It's a ball and a strike. Reimer, 4 for 5 with an RBI in yesterday's game. Wide base for the right-handed batter, the 1-1. And Pastana misses downstairs. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Hudson Valley tonight in the road grays. Hudson Valley and Navy block lettering across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a white border as Reimer fouls it off his front leg. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gray pants for Pastana. Rolled up just below the knees. Tall navy socks emanating out of the navy and white Nike cleats. Here's the 2-2 to Reimer. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the breaking ball. Second strikeout tonight for Pastana. And there's one away in the second inning.
Well, it's going to be paramount for Brooklyn to not let this deficit linger for too much. In a perfect world, you want a quick response. Sure, there's plenty of ball game left, but with the way yesterday ended, sometimes you just can't let those bad vibes, as you called it earlier, Justin, linger for too long.
Stanley Consuegra drives this one high in the air, left center field, back track wall, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by the Thunderbolt roller coaster. Johnny Gadamowicz or Nostradamus. Stanley's 15th home run of the year. That leads the squad, and Brooklyn's back within one. It's 2-1.
Oh, Stanley heard me. How about that for a quick response?
106 miles an hour off the bat. 444 feet. Stanley Consuegra breaking a three-way tie for second on, rather a two-way tie for second on Brooklyn's all-time home run list. As Lugo takes a strike, it's 0-1. And Lugo takes another one on the inside corner. And make it now 0-2. Looking Swagra. 20th home run all-time with Brooklyn. Now two behind Francisco Alvarez for the all-time mark. As this hit in the air to right field off the end of the bat. Back into his right. Wagner to make the catch. And there's two down.
That was an absolute bomb from Stanley. I mean, the raw power has been on display all year.
Tremendous pop out of that right-hander's bat. And providing Brooklyn with exactly the spark plug they needed in this bottom of the second. DeAndre Smith takes outside for ball one. Smith did not play yesterday, 0 for 2 with a walk and a stolen base on Wednesday. Hitting at 216, a homer and 9 RBIs. The 1-0, and Smith fights it off the hands. Even at a ball and a strike, Hudson Valley, Navy cap, Navy bill. With the white interlocking HV logo. And the swooping white and black raccoon tail underneath. The 1-1 to DeAndre. And this is high and tight. And it's two balls and a strike. Drake Osborne, the catcher, waits on deck. Now the 2-1. And Smith, the line drive, base hit into left center field. Over to cut it off is Hall. And DeAndre retreats back to first base with a two-out single. Hit it hard, 99 miles an hour off the barrel. Two out in the second, one on for Drake Osborne. Osborne had off last night, 0 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts on Wednesday. 0 for 6 in the series, hitting at a buck 75. 9 homers, 27 RBIs. Now the first pitch, and Osborne pops it up. In the infield, second baseman Vargas calling for it, waved off by the shortstop Serna. And on the first base side, a second makes the catch to end the inning. But Brooklyn gets a run back on the long home run to left center by Stanley Consuegra. After two, 2-1 Hudson Valley on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Yoander Suarez back to the mound. Brooklyn's deficit down to one. 2-1 our score. 2-3-4. Due up for Hudson Valley in the top of the third inning. Renegades a 2-1 lead. And with Alexander Vargas stepping up to the plate, stepping up to the play-by-play microphone, my partner, the man who more or less predicted Stanley Consuegra's home run a few moments ago, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
Yeah, Justin, I was looking into my crystal ball on that one. It is Hudson Valley 2 and Brooklyn 1 as we go to the top of the third here from Coney Island. 2-3-4. Due up for the Renegades. First pitch from Suarez. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Vargas, the lefty batter, nearly dropped to an E in the process. And it's nothing and one. Well, good news coming out of AA Binghamton. Suarez out of his full windup, the 0-1. Swing and a miss yet again. Right back to the breaking ball, and it's nothing and two. For the second straight night, Luis Angel Acuna has singled, stole a base, and scored a run in the first inning. Luis Angel replicating what his brother seemingly does on a nightly basis. 0-2 misses down and in. And it's one ball and two strikes.
Don't they have a bet going between the two on who's going to finish with more stolen bases this year?
Indeed they do.
That's going to be a lot of fun when Luis Angel gets up to the big league level, especially when some of these youngsters get up for the Mets.
1-2 fastball brushes Vargas back in the batter's box, and it's two balls and two strikes. But crazy to think about the season that Luis Angel's older brother is having. I believe he's already hit the 100-run scored plateau. Hitting 330, stealing bases, 2-2. Fouled into the Brooklyn dugout. Nice one-hand play.
That Christian Pregent?
Looks like Christian Pregent. Day off today. Drake Osborne doing the catching. He snagged it out of thin air with that left paw. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball through on the right side for a base hit. Perfectly placed grounder off the bat of Alexander Vargas. And Hudson Valley has the leadoff man on here in the top of the third. That's already the fifth hit on the night for the Renegades. And now Jared Cerna with one on and nobody out. Suarez works out of the stretch. Vargas takes his lead off first. Small one. First pitch. Cerna goes the other way, and that drops in for a base hit as well. Vargas on his way to third. Consuegra relays in. Throw goes to second. It's over the head of the second baseman and all the way off the wall that allows a run to come home to score. Consuegra relayed a missile to second, and it airmailed everybody. Went all the way to just adjacent to the Hudson Valley dugout beyond it. And a run home to score in the process. So it's 3-1 Hudson Valley.
And just like that, Hudson Valley gets that run back from the bottom of the inning.
Cerna takes second base in the process. And yet another error against this Brooklyn squad, their second of the night. Now the cleanup man, Antonio Gomez. Suarez out of the stretch, first pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. It's nothing and one. So Hudson Valley with two in the second. Brooklyn responded with one in the second as well. But as you said, Justin, Renegades get that run right back a mere moments later. Suarez glances back towards the second base bag. Now he's 0-1. Is hit in the air, foul, out of play. Right-hand side, and it's nothing and two. Gomez 0-for-1, a swinging strikeout his first time up. Yoander three punch outs so far tonight, and now his catcher Drake Osborne wants to have a quick chat. Renegades three runs on six hits already. We're only in the top of the third. But this Hudson Valley offense has started hot against the right-hander Suarez. Yoander making his 18th start of the season for Brooklyn. And has already surpassed a handful of Cyclones pitchers for the innings pitched lead this year. Cam Foster, Blade Tidwell were above him when he woke up this morning. But not the case anymore, as Yoander now up over 82 and change on the year. 0-2, Cerna, a healthy lead. Here's the pitch. Swing and a flare into shallow center. That drops for a base hit. Cerna gets the wave to go towards home, and he slides in safely as the throw home is wide from Ramirez. An RBI single from Antonio Gomez, and Hudson Valley keeps pouring on the hits. Their seventh of the night, and it's 4-1 Renegades.
Already all but one player, actually all but two players, in Hudson Valley's lineup have at least one base hit tonight. The outlier is Anthony Hall, and the man coming up, Ben Cowles.
So can Cowles get in on the fun? Still nobody out. Two home in the frame for the Renegades. Nobody out, runner on first. Middle infield back, righty on righty. First pitch, fouled back, it's nothing and one. Cowles 0-for-1, he grounded out to third his first time up. This Hudson Valley team that last night scored six runs on 11 hits. Four hits shy of matching that total already tonight. We're only in the third. 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's nothing and two. It's interesting, yesterday, you look at the final line score. Hudson Valley committed three errors. It's tough to win ball games when you commit three errors. But the Renegades did just that. A 6-5 final, thanks in large part to Brooklyn leaving 16 men on base. their highest mark in that category all season. 0-2, Suarez ahead. First baseman Lugo holds the runner on. Suarez delivers. Breaking ball misses low. And it's one ball and two strikes. In fact, Brooklyn has left 30 men on all told through the first three games of this series. It's been a big reason why they're 0-3 through the first half of this set. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. A tailing breaking ball down and away, so Cal's 0-2. He'll need to wait a little longer before potentially picking up a hit tonight. And there is one away with Gomez still off of first base for the righty batting Spencer Henson. It's the fourth strikeout on the night for Yoander Suarez. And it's a painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So righty on righty, first pitch to Henson. Starts him out with a breaking ball that is lasered down the left field line. Foul. And it's nothing and one. A bullet off the bat of Henson. 103 off the barrel. But just a very loud strike one. And now Suarez regathers himself. A one pitch upcoming. Spencer Henson, combining his first and last name there. Henson in the sixth spot for Hudson Valley tonight. Singled his first time through, but was thrown out at second, trying to snag an extra base. A one misses outside, and it is one ball and one strike. Lights on here at Maimonides Park. Just a gorgeous evening here on Coney Island. Blue sky overhead, even some purple out above the ocean towards the horizon. 1-1. Swinging a pop-up behind home plate. This will get into the seats just near us. And right on the sweet level below.
Joe Vasile putting both hands over his head. He got bonked in the head with a foul ball here last year. Need to get the full story from Keith Rad, who's out in St. Louis tonight with the Mets. But Joe was taking no chances.
Renegades broadcaster saying, not this time. 1-2. Misses downstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Hudson Valley already two across in the frame. Vargas and Cerna, the first two men who came to bat here in this third inning, each came home to score runs. Suarez is 2-2, misses high, and it's three balls and two strikes. 93 on the gun that time from Yoander.
Action already in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Jace Beck up and throwing.
Makes sense.
Suarez at 61 pitches tonight. This will be his 20th of the frame.
Big hole on the right side for the righty batter Henson. First baseman Lugo continues to hold the runner on. The payoff, wave and a miss. Breaking ball low and outside yet again. Second time Suarez has gotten a batter to strike out on that exact sequence. And there's two gone now with a runner still on first for Christopher Familia. Familia, a single and a run already tonight. Righty arm on lefty bat. Suarez works from the third base side of the slab. First pitch. Swinging a foul ball into the netting behind home. It's nothing and one.
Worth noting that strikeout for Suarez, his fifth tonight. Now two behind Blade Tidwell for matching Brooklyn's single season strikeout record, which Blade set just a month ago.
A one. Called strike on the inner half, and it's nothing and two. Yeah, Yoander up to now 110 on the campaign. He's been racking up those Ks all season. 110 in 83 innings or so. Here's an 0-2. Misses in the dirt. Osborne gets the chest protector on it, and Gomez stays put at first base. Hudson Valley 4, Brooklyn 1. We're in the top of the third. Cyclones in the bottom half will send 9-1-2 to bat. Brooklyn had a quick response when they trailed earlier. A Stanley Consuegra solo home run to make what was once a 2-0 game a 2-1 game. Renegades have since negated that, though. They lead 4-1 here in the third. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball. Foul right-hand side. And the count remains a ball and two strikes. Familia at 246 with Hudson Valley this season. Did not play yesterday. Have seen him in this series, though, but not an everyday player for Sergio Santos' squad. Does see the lineup today, though, and has made the most of it. Single and a run already. Brooklyn second baseman DeAndre Smith back towards the green turf. 1-2, hit right to Smith. Barely had to move. He fields and wafts it over to first in time to retire the side. So Yoandre Suarez sits down the final three batters of the frame, but not before Hudson Valley matches their two runs in the second with two more in the third. And through two and a half, it's 4-1 Renegades on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
We go to the bottom of the third from Coney Island, where the Hudson Valley Renegades have a 4-1 lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Cyclones will send 9-1-2 at the bare minimum to bat here in this bottom of the third. Junior Tillian, Omar De Los Santos, then Alex Ramirez. The three in the frame as Brooklyn tries to counter what Hudson Valley has brought to the table offensively so far tonight. Renegades four runs on seven hits already through three innings. Cyclones only a run on two hits. They also have committed two errors. But Junior Tillian, the first man to bat, as Brooklyn tries to get things going in the right direction. Cyclones yet to win a game so far this week. Hudson Valley has captured the first three contests. Leonardo Pestana, back to work. His first toss misses inside with the 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Up and into Tillian, but he leaned out of the way of it. And it's 1-0 to the righty batter. The only mistake on Pistana's line so far tonight, a solo shot off the bat of Stanley Consuegra. 1-0. Tillian smacks it back foul, and it's 1-1. Consuegra hit a ball that cleared the left center field fence by a wide margin, over 440 feet. 1-1. Tillian takes low and away, and it's two balls and a strike. It's been a little bit of a struggle for Junior ever since joining this Brooklyn squad, hitting just 230. Pestana stares him down. 2-1 pitch. Misses outside, 95 on the gun that time, and it's three balls and one strike. But Tillian did enjoy his time in low A St. Lucie through 57 games. Six homers, 32 RBIs, 3-1. Waves and misses. Had a fastball low, and it's three balls and two strikes. Had a 993 OPS in the month of June at the low A level. But for whatever reason, just hasn't seen those numbers translate over quite as much as I'm sure he would have hoped. Here's a payoff. Tillian takes a called strike three right over the heart of the zone. No argument from Junior, as he slowly makes his way back to the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side, and Leonardo Pestana has his third strikeout of the evening. There's one away. Renegades 4, Cyclones 1, as we go back to the top for Omar De Los Santos. Righty arm on righty bat. Pestana deals. De Los Santos takes downstairs for ball one. No Jet Williams tonight for the Cyclones. He's Brooklyn's usual leadoff man. 2022 first-round pick. So tonight, De Los Santos holding the fourth down. 1-0. Omar foul tips it off his leg, and it's 1-1. Nice day at the dish for De Los Santos last night. 2-for-5, knocked in a pair of runs as well. Only 4-for-20 in the month of August, though. Stepped back to take a little bit of a reserve role with an influx of outfielders coming Brooklyn's way. Home plate umpire Elliot Melton brushes some dirt off of home plate. Now he's back to his post. And Omar back in towards the back of that righty batter's box, awaiting a 1-1. Here's the pitch. De Los Santos, big rip and a miss. And it's 1-2. The third baseman, Cowles, was playing in towards the grass, but now with two strikes, he'll retreat practically all the way to the outfield grass. 1-2. De Los Santos takes a ball low, checks his swing, did not go on appeal, says the base umpire Brian Laws, and it's 2-2. Thunderbolt roller coaster reaching its apex beyond the batter's eye in straightaway center. 2-2. De Los Santos swings and misses. Strike three. Breaking ball low, and Omar couldn't lay off. Back-to-back punchouts for Leonardo Pestana, who's got four on the night all told. Two gone, bases empty for Alex Ramirez. And for Pestana, who has really struggled so far through his first two starts with Hudson Valley, appears to have found his groove here tonight. First toss to Ramirez, swing and a miss. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Power on power. That time, the righty arm beat the righty bat, and it's nothing and one. 0-1. Ramirez takes another fastball for a called strike on the outside corner. It's nothing and two. Pestana can cut that fastball a little bit. Takes off some velo. That's what he did there. 0-2. Wastes one in the dirt. And it's a ball and two strikes. Ramirez just four for his last 37 over his previous 11 contests. He's got 12 strikeouts during that span as well. Here's a 1-2. Ramirez takes just a bit outside. And it's two balls and two strikes. Hudson Valley has taken the first three of this six-game set so far already. Their second three-game win streak in the month of August. 2-2 on the way. Ramirez takes high. Three balls and two strikes. A breaking ball that did not have much bite. Cyclones only the one run. It's 4-1 Hudson Valley. Brooklyn just two base hits so far on this Friday evening. Pestana's payoff. Ramirez gets a piece and fouls it on the left-hand side. Caroms off that Hudson Valley dugout and will try it again at three balls and two strikes. Leonardo, the right-hander, works exclusively out of the stretch, even with nobody on the base paths. Here's another payoff. On the outside corner, strike three called. Ramirez just watched it go by. Drops the bat, takes his helmet and batting gloves off. A bit disheveled, but Leonardo Pestana works a 1-2-3 inning where he strikes out the side. And at the end of three, it's Hudson Valley 4 and Brooklyn 1 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the top of the fourth from Maimonides Park. The Brooklyn Cyclones with some work to do. They trail the Hudson Valley Renegades 4-1 through three innings of play. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for kicking off your weekend with us on this Friday evening. Renegades will send 8-9-1 to bat here in this top of the fourth. Grant Richardson Jared Wagner, then Anthony Hall. Yoander Suarez back out for his fourth inning of work. He's got five strikeouts so far through three frames, but he has surrendered four runs on seven hits. Suarez, a bright blue mitt, hides his face behind it. Now into his wind, first pitch of the fourth, waving a miss. On a breaking ball to Grant Richardson, and it's nothing and one. Richardson has enjoyed a nice past 24 hours or so. 3-for-4 last night, already a single and a run tonight, the 0-1. Right back to the breaking ball goes Suarez. It's a called strike, and it's nothing and two. Yeah, Richardson 3-for-4 yesterday, a double, a two-run homer. That homer pulled him into a tie for the Renegade franchise record lead in terms of long balls. Time called.
Time with Spencer Henson and Everson Pereira.
And now an 0-2 upcoming. Here's the pitch, fouled back, and it stays nothing and two. Richardson, a former Indiana Hoosier. 0-2 to him. Grabs a piece, fouls it back, and it stays no balls and two strikes. Grew up in a small town of Fishers, Indiana, about an hour and 20 minutes from Bloomington. Came to Indiana expecting to redshirt, spend a lot of time on the bench at a big powerhouse Big Ten program like IU. Went on to be an all-Big Ten first-teamer. 0-2. Takes downstairs, and it's one ball and two strikes. That back in 2021 when he hit 320 and a team-high 55 hits to his tally as well. Suarez ahead, shakes one. Now back to work, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Richardson might have got a piece, but either way, it was held by Osborne. So Yoander Suarez now has his sixth strikeout of the night. Another lock and solo paints, painting the corner punch out. Make sure you pay them a visit in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So one up, one down here in the fourth. Now Jared Wagner, nine batter. First pitch misses low and away for ball one. Wagner, an RBI single, his first time up tonight.
And with that strikeout for Suarez, now one behind Tidwell on the single-season strikeout list.
1-0. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. It's 1-1. Renegades an early 4-1 lead here in the top of the fourth. Sun continues to set here on the boardwalk. 1-1, swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. Not much daylight left. Not quite a night sky just yet. A little bit of blue, but a very dark blue at that. That in a matter of moments will be gone. Bases empty, one away. And the number nine batter in the Renegade batting order, Jared Wagner, awaiting a 1-2 pitch. Suarez works from his full wind. Now he deals. Misses outside, two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn sporting those Met-themed blue and orange alternates tonight. Mostly blue up top with orange and white trim down the side. The 2-2. Hit in the air, foul, right-hand side. Count stays right there at two balls and two strikes. Hudson Valley tonight in the road grades. Saw the Renegades wear a different jersey last night for the first time in the series. It was that navy blue. But they're back to their usual road grays tonight. 2-2. Hit in the air. Shallow center field. Second baseman Smith ranging back. Reaches up and with one hand makes the catch for out number two.
Looked like that ball gave DeAndre a little bit of trouble with the wind blowing out towards the left field wall. DeAndre having to have a little bunny hop and reach back over his head to make sure he reeled that one in.
So two up, two down here in the top of the fourth. Now we go back to the top for Anthony Hall. Pitch. Hall takes a bit outside for ball one. Anthony today, 0-for-2, two strikeouts. One of only a couple of Renegades that is yet to get in on the fun offensively for Hudson Valley. The 1-0. Hall just hits it off the end of the bat. Foul, left-hand side. It's 1-1. But Hall occupying the leadoff spot for Hudson Valley tonight. Much like Omar De Los Santos is for Brooklyn, with Spencer Jones for the Renegades, Jet Williams for the Cyclones, both receiving the day off. 1-1. Hit in the air, left-hand side, foul, and out of play. So yet again, Yoander ahead in the count. He's got 6 strikeouts tonight, thanks in large part due to getting ahead early. And one punch out away from tying Tidwell. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. He got him. Strikeout number 112 for Yoander Suarez on the 2023 campaign and number 7 on the night. Through 3.5 from Brooklyn, it is Hudson Valley 4 and the Cyclones 1 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
We go to the bottom of the fourth on Coney Island, Hudson Valley 4 and Brooklyn 1 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app. With Justin, I'm Johnny. Thanks so much for spending some of your Friday evening with us. Brooklyn sends 3-4-5 up to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. Ryan Clifford, Jacob Reimer, and then Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra, the man responsible for the only Cyclone run of the night. He hit a solo home run back in the second inning. First Clifford, first pitch. Ryan takes a strike on the outside corner. 93-mile-an-hour heater from the right-hander Leonardo Pestana. Pestana's been sharp so far tonight for the Renegades. Only 2 hits allowed. 1. Clifford takes a fastball towards the hips in. And it's 1-1. Clifford 0 for his last 15 at the plate. But a potent bat in the middle of the Cyclone batting order. 1-1. Clifford takes a bit outside with the breaking ball. And it's 2-1. Yeah, Ryan has seen his average during his time in Brooklyn dip down at just .170. But he does have 2 long balls. 2-1. Misses outside for .3. 2 very memorable long balls at that. The first was in his first Cyclone at bat, joining the team on the road in Jersey Shore a couple of weeks ago, just after being acquired by the Mets as a part of the Justin Verlander trade. 3-1. Clifford fouls it back, and it's 3-2. And the other one, of course, cleared the right center field fence here at Maimonides Park. Just near the Sesame Street sign out there in sort of a weird crevice where not many guys are capable of putting it out. Payoff, wave and a miss, strike 3. Clifford nearly dropped to an E in the process. Hudson Valley tosses it around the infield as Leonardo Pestana begins his bottom of the fourth with a strikeout. He struck out 4 straight now, dating back to the third inning. He's got 6 altogether on the night. Now he gets Jacob Reimer, one of those strikeout victims. First pitch to him. Reimer swings and gets a piece. Foul tip, strike 1. Brooklyn winless thus far in this series in large part thanks to leaving men on base. 16 on the base paths yesterday left for the Cyclones and 30 through the first 3 games. 0-1 to Reimer. Swinging a ground ball through the middle. Base hit. Jacob aboard with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. So after a four-hit day yesterday, Reimer picks up right where he left off. And the Cyclones in business here in the fourth. Stanley Consuegra up now, which might send chills down Leonardo Pestana's spine based on how Consuegra's previous at-bat went tonight.
444 feet out to left center field.
Righty batter, open stance, first pitch. Consuegra takes a changeup on the outside corner for strike one.
I don't even think that's Stanley's longest home run of the season either.
Consuegra swinging a hot stick right now, a multi-hit day last night. A one. Consuegra takes outside, ball and a strike. Third baseman Cowles playing off the line. Pestana from the stretch. Righty on righty matchup. 1-1. Consuegra takes a breaking ball that drops in at the knees for a called strike two. Cyclones in a tie for first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Them and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. An identical 26-19 record. 1-2. Consuegra lifts it in the air. Right center field, not deep enough this time. Wagner, the right fielder, makes the catch in the gap for out number two.
Yeah, I think everybody in the audience, as soon as Consuegra put that one high in the air, got their hopes up, thinking Stanley put another one out of the ballpark. But this time, Imonides big enough to hold it.
So two away, and now William Lugo up to bat. Reimer remains at first with two gone, a 4-1 Renegade lead. The catcher Gomez, shortstop Serna converge on the hill to have a word with the right-hander Pestana before Lugo steps in for the second time tonight. Williams so far today 0-for-1, flew out to right first time through. Good crowd on hand here on this Friday night.
Got some post-game fireworks tonight as well.
Really an eventful weekend here on Coney Island. Of course, the annual Seinfeld night tonight. Plenty of celebrations and festivities all throughout the night. And if you can't join us here at the ballpark, make sure you tune in on the Cyclone Radio Network because it figures to be a very eventful night, to say the least. First pitch upcoming to William Lugo. Here it comes. Williams takes... Lugo, rather, takes low and outside for ball one. So 1-0 to the righty batter, Lugo. At 217 so far this season. Big hole on the right side. Small lead for Reimer off of first. Pestana belt set. Stares down, 1-0. Lugo waves and misses. And an 83-mile-an-hour changeup. It's 1-1. Renegades two runs in the second, two more in the third. Brooklyn's only run came in the bottom of the second. 1-1 pitch misses low, and it's 2-1. Gomez made sure that ball didn't five-hole him and kept Reimer put at first. Luna Park in full action beyond the left center field wall. Practically every ride you can see. Lit up, colorful to some degree.
Got the Wonder Wheel in full action just behind the Thunderbolt. Picturesque.
2-1. Lugo takes down and away. It's 3-1. Really does look like something from a Picasso painting almost, if you will. I don't know if that's Picasso's style, but take your pick. Norman Rockwell may be a better fit.
Pick your famous painter.
Everyone's soaking in the summer fun here on this Friday night. 3-1 upcoming to Lugo, 4-1 Hudson Valley, 2 gone, pitch. Lugo sends it in the air, left center field. Center fielder Hall back.
No
one can find it, and it drops. Reimer runs around third. He's in to score as the throw goes to second base. That ball hung up there for quite a bit, but for whatever reason, none of Hall, Familia, nor Serna could track it down. And the Cyclones have their second run of the night.
Yeah, Jared Serna was more than three-quarters of the way out to left center field. Anthony Hall never saw it. Knew it was trouble as soon as Hall put his hands at his sides, wondering where that baseball was. A launch angle of 49 degrees there. That one put by Lugo straight up in the sky. And the prayers answered for Brooklyn.
Pitch. Fastball misses high to DeAndre Smith. It's 1-0.
That's one way to pick up a TD Bank double.
And give credit to Jacob Reimer for going hard the whole way with two outs. That's what happens when you're fundamentally sound. 1-0. Smith fouls it back towards us. Look out. Hard carom off the post and trampolines back onto the seating bowl below.
I just can't believe it hit. It's a small angle to get that post, and it went right off it square.
He couldn't do that again if you gave him another 100 tries. 1-1. Smith uppercut, hack and a miss, and it's 1-2.
It's been active up here tonight. Joe Vasile had a duck out of the way in the Hudson Valley booth, and now Ricochet Rabbit to our right.
Well, everybody keeping us on our toes here on this Friday night. One ball, two strikes, two gone. Lugo off second pitch. Fouled off the catcher's mask. And it remains a ball and two strikes. Cyclones are run home here in the bottom of the fourth. Hudson Valley still a 4-2 lead. But Leonardo Pestana not quite out of the woods just yet. Brooklyn a man in scoring position with two away. Righty arm on righty bat, time called. And Smith will take a moment. Now he digs back in, awaiting a 1-2 delivery. Pestana belt set. And deals. Smith pokes it back foul and will do it again at 1-2. Give DeAndre credit. Prolonging the at-bat and really making Pestana work out there. Drake Osborne on deck for the Cyclones. Lugo off second. 1-2. Smith takes a called strike three. Low and away. But Smith knew it. Leonardo Pestana now seven strikeouts on the night. Brooklyn does get one back in the fourth, though. They strand a man at second. A run, two hits, no errors, one left. At the end of four, Hudson Valley four and Brooklyn two on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Yolander Suarez's day is done. The Brooklyn starter turns in four innings, four runs, only three of them earned. Seven hits, seven strikeouts. Didn't walk anybody. But a bit of a shaky line from Yolander across those four frames. And now, as a result, Jace Beck on in a 4-2 Renegade lead here to begin the fifth.
Thank you, Johnny. First pitch to Alexander Vargas, misses downstairs. It's 1-0. And now he lines the second offering in the left. Coming on is Clifford. Little bunny hop makes the catch. One away. In the top half of the fifth inning. So Yolander Suarez, day done after four innings. Four runs, three earned on seven hits. No walks, seven strikeouts. So he will try and set Brooklyn's single season strikeout record, presumably next weekend against Asheville, as Jared Cerna takes high for ball one. Cerna has reached on an error and singled to right tonight, one for two, with a run scored. Back for the first base side of the rubber, the 1-0. That misses way high. It's two balls and no strikes. Beck, 6'9", 230 pounds, 23 years old, from Tuttle, Oklahoma. The 2-0 fouled away to the right. And the count 2-1. Numbers for Beck so far this season, making his 26th appearance, 25th out of the bullpen, 5-5 record, a 3.77 ERA. 21 hits in 28 and two-thirds innings, the 2-1. And Cerna, a high fly ball to right. Coming on at two is right is Consuegra to make the catch. Two down. Here's Antonio Gomez, RBI single to center last time up in the third. Struck out in his first trip. Beck, 29 walks, 53 strikeouts on the year. Took the loss last time out against Aberdeen last Saturday. Gave up three runs on three hits in two innings, making a spot start. Didn't know he was going to start that ball game until maybe about 10, 15 minutes before first pitch, as Gomez makes another bid for a home run and sends it foul to the right. Gomez nearly sent one out to left field earlier today. Now nearly puts one out to right field as well. Fastball, slider, splitter, the arsenal for Beck, the 0-1. And Gomez laid on the high fastball at 94. And Beck ahead 0-2. 20 after 8 here in the East. Brooklyn trailing 4-2. The 0-2. That's a line drive back behind home. Still no balls and two strikes. Hudson Valley, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. They have stranded a pair. The 0-2. And Gomez, a high pop. Shallow center, out is the second baseman Smith, calling off everybody. And with the center fielder Ramirez behind him, makes the catch, the little leap to end the inning. So Jace Beck comes out of the bullpen and retires Hudson Valley in order on 10 pitches. Halfway home on this Friday night, 4-2 Hudson Valley. On Valley Live of the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the fifth inning. Looks like we've got a Vi-Cal Automall pitching change, Johnny.
Joel
Valdez.
Yeah.
Coming on a pitch for Hudson Valley. Interesting. Leonardo Pestano, only 4 innings tonight for the Renegades.
A little surprised. I think we were both a little caught off guard by that, Justin, with Pestano having pieced together a solid outing thus far. Pitch count wasn't extremely elevated either, but for whatever reason, Valdez on by Cal Auto Mall pitching change.
It might just be time to get Valdez some innings. Guy was a starter earlier this year, moved to the bullpen, picked up the final out for his first save since 2019 earlier this week. Now is back on Wednesday night. Actually, on Tuesday night, I should say. As Osborne takes up and away, it's 2-0. Valdez, 6'4", 171 pounds, 23 years old, from El Cebo, Dominican Republic. The 2-0, and Osborne takes a strike. It's 2-1. Drake popped up to short in his first at-bat. Valdez, 21st appearance, 8th out of the bullpen, 2-5 of 5, 53 ERA. The 2-1, up and away, and the count, 3 balls and a strike. Valdez, 1 save, 54 hits in 68 and a third innings. His big issue this year has been command, 50 walks to 64 strikeouts. Now the 3-1, and Osborne takes by the shoot tops for ball four. So a leadoff walk, and Brooklyn has a leadoff man aboard for the first time tonight. One on, nobody out for Junior Tillian. Final line for Leonardo Pestana. 2 runs on 4 hits in 4 innings, no walks, struck out 7. Did give up the solo home run to Stanley Consuegra. 65 pitches, 41 strikes. First pitch to Tillian, inside nearly hits him, and it did hit him. Caught him in the front foot. And Brooklyn's going to have 2 on and nobody out to start the bottom of the 5th inning, exactly what the doctor ordered if you're the Cyclones in the first base dugout. Might be a painful way for Tillian to get on base, but 2 on, nobody out. Go-ahead run coming to the plate in the form of Omar De Los Santos. Valdez hasn't fared much better in the bullpen than he did in the starting rotation at a 5.34 ERA in 13 starts. Was moved to the bullpen after the All-Star break and has posted a 6.55 ERA in his first 7 outings. 9 runs, 8 earned on 9 hits in 11 innings out of the bullpen for the left-hander Valdez. That save on Wednesday night is first since he was still a member of the Phillies organization, playing for the Phillies White Squad in the Dominican Summer League as a 19-year-old. 2 on, nobody out for Omar. Shows butt, pulls back, and that ski ball's away towards the third base dugout. A delayed race towards the ball by Gomez. I don't know if he thought De Los Santos made contact with it, but all of a sudden the tying runs at second and third and nobody out. We talked about Valdez and his control issues this year. Just one of his first 7 pitches have been strikes, a hit batter, a walk, and a wild pitch. And Brooklyn now a base hit away from potentially tying the game. The 1-0 with the infield in. And De Los Santos swinging to try and put Brooklyn in front. Comes up empty, it's 1-1. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night here in the 5th inning. The 1-1 from Valdez, and De Los Santos late on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's a ball and 2 strikes. But last night, Jacob Reimer became the youngest player in franchise history to record a 4-hit night. A 1-2 low, it's 2-2. Only 2 other teenagers in franchise history have recorded 4-hit games. Who are they? See with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. The 2-2 to Omar. Taken for a called strike. 3, and he knew it. Might have been expecting a breaking ball. But Valdez sneaks a fastball by him at 91. First out tonight for Valdez. 1 down in the 5th for Alex Ramirez. Ramirez 0 for 2. Grounded out sharply to first in the opening inning. Struck out looking his last time up in the 3rd. The lefty offers, and Valdez takes, misses inside, and the count 1-0. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Cyclones trying to draw even, they trail 4-2. Ramirez off the end of the bat out of play. It's even at a ball and a strike. Ramirez coming into play today. Second in franchise history in RBIs. First all-time in doubles. Second in total bases and hits as well. As Ramirez takes down and in, it's 2-1. 9 RBIs behind Jose Peraza for the all-time record. Looking to pull a little bit closer with a base hit. The 2-1. Ramirez again checks his swing. Did he go? Yes, he did on appeal. Says Brian Laws, it's 2-2. And a chorus of boos ring out here from Coney Island. A little smirk from Jared Serna. I'm not sure if he thought that Ramirez went around there. Looking back at Junior Tillian at second base. The 2-2. Ramirez flares one in the air, shallow right field. That one's going to get down for a base hit. Here comes one run. Tillian to the plate. The throw home. The tag in time to get him. Oh, what a throw by Jared Wagner. Tillian crumples into the dirt after a loud collision between he and Antonio Gomez as Tillian tried to slide in feet first at the plate. It'll be an RBI single for Alex Ramirez. It's 4-3 Hudson Valley. But the concern right now on the health of the 20-year-old infielder Junior Tillian, who is trying to sit himself up with Paul Gonzalez, the head athletic trainer, taking a peek. Chris Newell, the manager, standing behind. Was a great throw by Jared Wagner. No real potential for Tillian to be granted home plate because Gomez blocked the dish. Gomez had the ball. You're allowed to block the plate when you have possession of the baseball. And hopefully everything all right with Tillian. It looks like Gonzalez focused on the lower part of Tillian's right leg.
I was a little surprised to see Chris Newell send Tillian. After all, Brooklyn down by one at that point, and thankfully Junior back up to his feet. He'll hobble it off.
Tillian heading back to the dugout on his own power. Tillian runs fairly well. Can't totally blame Chris Newell for sending Tillian there. I think as Chris has shown as the third base coach all year, he's going to send guys until the outfielders for an opposing team prove that they can throw guys out. Jared Wagner answered the call right there. Runner breaks for third as Ryan Clifford checks his swing. He fouled it off. A bad break for Brooklyn. Ramirez had third base stolen, but Clifford fouled the ball off on a check swing, and so Alex has to go back to the bag. Clifford 0 for 2 tonight. Has grounded a first and struck out swinging. Man at second, two away. 0-1 on Ryan. The one strike pitch. And Clifford takes down and away. It's even at 1-1. So Ramirez with his 49th RBI of the year. Now 8 behind Peraza for the all-time record. 8 hits behind Peraza as well for the all-time hits mark. As Clifford takes a strike inside half. 87 mile an hour fastball. It's 1-2. Clifford trying to snap out of an 0-for-16 skid to start the series. The pitch, and Clifford a hard ground ball through the right side, a base hit. Here comes Ramirez to the plate. Wagner's throw to the dish, this time offline and out in time. Ryan Clifford with a game-tying RBI single, and we're even at 4 in the bottom of the fifth. Under a 2.3 off the bat from Clifford. A lefty-on-lefty base hit. And we're all even in the fifth inning. Seventh RBI with Brooklyn. His 53rd in the South Atlantic League this season. So now Jacob Reimer 1-for-2 with a base hit tonight. And he takes up and away. It's 1-0. Well, Johnny, we talked about it earlier. And Brooklyn was down 2-0 and down 4-1. The ability to put what has happened behind them and focus on the present. Now the Cyclones have done just that to draw even.
Yeah, you love to see the resiliency. Now not once but twice that Brooklyn has been able to have a short memory, go out there and put some offense up on the board.
Valdez at the belt. The 2-0. Up and away. And the count, three balls and no strikes on Reimer. Stanley Consuegra, the right fielder, waiting on deck. Brooklyn, two runs in on two hits in the inning. The leadoff walk and hit by a pitch coming back to burn Valdez. As Reimer takes a strike, looking all the way. It's 3-1 now on Reimer. Great shots on social media prior to the game starting tonight of Reimer and Jet Williams signing autographs for many young fans in and around the Brooklyn first base dugout. The 3-1. And there's a knee-high strike. It's 3-2. It was great seeing Jet out there catching some ceremonial first pitches tonight. The payoff. And Reimer checks his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Brian Laws. And Reimer on base for the second time in as many trips. He works a walk. And there's two on and two out for Stanley Consuegra as Preston Claiborne, Hudson Valley's pitching coach, out of the third base dugout. Valdez at 26 pitches in the inning. Have our first guest of the night in for our Coney Convos trivia question, of course, by our good friend Mary DiBernardo. Going with Daryl Siciliani and Francisco Alvarez. Though she isn't quite sure she heard the question right, but she was helping herself to what appears to be a gorgeous set of some form of ice cream sundae. It looks like an ice cream or a brownie or both. It looks like there's whipped cream and looks like maybe pieces of Reese's peanut butter cups on top. I don't know if they can deliver those to the press box here like you see on SNY.
That looks outstanding.
WCBS, I should say, the Mets radio network. But that looks immaculate. Enjoy for both of us, Mary, please. Stanley Consuegra takes a call at strike. It's 0-1. I got to say, that's been one of the fun things working here on Coney Island this year. It is August the 18th. After tomorrow and Sunday, just one more homestand left as Consuegra trying to put one through the ring light. Heads up on the Thunderbolt. He's gone deep again. Stanley Consuegra sends one out to Luna Park. He might have put one on to Luna Park on the moon. A go-ahead two-run shot. His 16th of the year, and Brooklyn in front for the first time tonight at 6-4. A 107.4 off the bat, 429 feet. It was a middle fastball, and Stanley did not miss it. Now one home run behind Francisco Alvarez for the all-time franchise record. And William Lugo takes down and away for ball one.
Well, safe to say Stanley's feeling it tonight. Doesn't matter who's on the bump for Hudson Valley, whether it's Pestana, Valdez. This could very well be remembered as the Consuegra game.
1-0 fouled off the end of the bat. It's 1-1. As Stan corrected, it was a three-run shot for Stanley, so make it 7-4, Brooklyn. After the walk to Jacob Reimer. The 1-1. And this line down the right field line, foul, it's 1-2. Stanley destroyed that ball so much, I forgot what the score was. A majestic shot by Stanley into the Coney Island Friday night sky. Set at the belt, the 1-2 from Valdez. Downstairs, it's two balls and two strikes. Joel at 32 pitches in the inning. A right-hander up in Hudson Valley's left field bullpen. The set, the 2-2. Lugo down the right field line, hooking foul. Lugo 1-for-2, RBI double last inning. That was lost in the twilight Coney Island sky. There's a happy young fan who was handed the baseball by Jared Wagner. Lugo, eighth man to bat for Brooklyn in the inning. The 2-2. And Lugo rolls over on one to third. Fielded behind the bag by Cowles. Jump throw to first. Not in time. Oh, Lugo beat it out. Great hustle by Lugo. Was not an easy play for Cowles. Was off the line. Had to move to his right and in. Tried to put everything he could behind the throw. But Lugo just fast enough to beat the throw. Was a bang-bang play there at the bag. Need to see it slow down a little bit in order to know whether or not Lugo is safe or not. Well, we do know this will be the end of the line for Joel Valdez tonight. 34 pitches in the frame. And Sergio Santos will make a by Cal Auto Mall. Pitching change. Brooklyn will send 9 to the plate here in the fifth. They lead 7-4 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Time for a Mi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Joel Valdez's day is done. It was a brief day for Valdez, who goes just two-thirds of an inning, allows four hits, five runs, all of them earned, a strikeout and two walks. William Lugo on first base, his responsibility. It is 7-4 Cyclones. Mason Vineyard, the new arm in the game for the Renegades, Justin.
What a shot by Stanley Consuegra. William Lugo legging out an infield base hit to chase the southpaw Valdez. DeAndre Smith, the ninth man to bat in the inning, struck out to record the final out in the fourth frame. And the first pitch from Mason Vineyard in for a strike. It's 0-1. The righty worked from the first base side of the mound. One strike pitch to Smith. Off the outside corner, it's even at 1-1. Vineyard, 6'2", 210. 24 years old from Paducah, Kentucky. The righty's 1-1 offering. Outside and low, it's 2-1. Vineyard, second appearance in the series. Went 2 1/3. Scoreless and hitless, frames retired all seven batters he faced on Wednesday night. As Smith off the end of the bat, shallow right field coming on. Wagner's going to have to play it on a bounce. On his way to third, Lugo, the throw there, the tag, he's safe. William Lugo can't help but smile over at third base. He's had to dance his way around the bags. So safe at first on a bang bang play, safe at third on another. Smith takes second on the throw and second and third and two out now in the fifth as Drake Osborne will come back to the plate. So here is Osborne, 0-1, walked and scored to lead off the inning. Vineyard, his 18th appearance, 1-0, an ERA of 3. 17 hits in 24 innings, 15 walks, 27 strikeouts. 7-4 Brooklyn, second and third, two out. As Osborne takes low, it's 1-0. Time called as Gomez out to the mound to talk with the right-hander Vineyard. Brooklyn, 5 runs on 5 hits in this fifth inning. They have turned a 2-0 and 4-1 deficit into a 7-4 lead. A multi-home run game tonight for Stanley Consuegra. Yet another one this season for Stanley. Osborne looking to add to the Renegades' woe. Vineyard's 1-0, and Drake takes down and away. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Vineyard, undrafted free agent signee by the Yankees out of Western Kentucky. Fastball, slider, changeup for the right-hander. The 2-0, and Osborne takes a strike at the knees, and the count 2-1. With that great ice cream that we saw, courtesy of Mary DiBernardo, from our good friends at Sweet and Boozy. Understanding more and more about those social media crazy Thunder Cups. This one bobbled at first, underhand flip by Henson to the bag, in time to get the sliding Osborne to end the inning. But Brooklyn sends 10 men to the plate and score 5 times on 5 hits to turn a 4-2 deficit into a 7-4 lead at the end of 5. 7-4 Brooklyn on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Hey, Cyclone fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store on the third base concourse. Sweet and Boozy serves up 4 incredible ice cream flavors, 5 booze-infused flavors for our adult fans, and 3 social media crazy Thunder Cups, as we've seen from our good friend Mary DiBernardo, for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Jay Speck back to the mound, retired the side in order on 10 pitches in the top of the fifth. We'll face Cowles, Henson, and Familia. Cowles grounded out to third and struck out in the second and third. He's 0 for 2. Beck from the first base side of the mound. And the first pitch breaking ball swung on and missed. And it's 0-1. Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convo's if you think you know the answer. The 0-1. Low, it's 1-1. But last night, Jacob Reimer, as far as we've been able to research, youngest player in franchise history to record a 4-hit game. The 1-1, swing and a miss, it's 1-2. Slider that time from Beck. Only 2 other teenagers in Cyclones franchise history have recorded 4-hit games. Who are they? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. 1-2 inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I don't think we ever mentioned, unfortunately, Mary's guesses of Darryl Siciliani and Francisco Alvarez incorrect. That misses down and away, and the count full. The payoff. Cowles in the air, left center field. That one ticketed for the gap, down for a base hit. Clifford over to cut it off. Cowles on his way to second. The throw by Ryan, not in time. Ben Cowles extends his on-base streak to 31. And he's there with a leadoff double to start the sixth. ...99 miles an hour into the gap. And just what Hudson Valley needed to start the sixth, a leadoff extra base hit. Brings up Spencer Henson, one for two with a base hit. Was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double in the second, struck out swinging in the third. First pitch from Beck. And a fastball sizzles across at 94. And the count 0-1. Take a look around the South Atlantic League on this Friday night. One game already in the ninth inning. Dancing off second, Cowles. Beck's 0-1. Fastball parried low. It's even at a ball and a strike. Greensboro up 5-3 on Bowling Green in the top of the ninth inning. Wyatt Hendry and Sean Ross have gone deep in that one for the Grasshoppers. As Henson fights it off the hands, it's 1-2. Top of the sixth in North Carolina. Rome tripling up Hickory. They lead that one 9-3. A five-run third and a four-run sixth for Rome. Steven Paolini, a multi-home run game for the Braves. As Henson fouls it to the right. And it's still 1-2. Wyatt Langford, the number three overall pick this year for the Rangers. A two-run shot is second in the South Atlantic League. Beck lifts his leg and looks the runner back to second. Middle of the seventh in Winston-Salem. Greenville up 1-0 on the dash. An Alan Castro home run as Henson lunging at the off speed. Can't hit it. Strike three. First strikeout tonight for Jace Beck. And there's one away in the sixth. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Christopher Familia, one for two with a single. Scored on a balk and grounded out to second. Jace from the stretch. And the fastball hits the outside corner at 93. It's 0-1. Well, Greenville a 1-0 lead. Both teams into their bullpen there. Winston-Salem been shut out on five hits. The 0-1. At the knees, it's 0-2. Bottom of the sixth in Maryland. Wilmington up 4-1 on Aberdeen. Actually, as we speak, the Ironbirds pick up a run, make it 4-2 on a Creed Willem sacrifice fly. Bouncing ball to the right. Remains a two-strike count. Elio Prado is second home run with the Ironbirds. Both teams well into their bullpen there, but the game that Cyclone fans following not going the way Brooklyn had hoped so far. 5-0 Jersey Shore through seven. The 0-2, and Familia taps it behind the dish. We'll do it again at two strikes. Right now, Sam Aldegheri, Jack Dallas, Rodolfo Sanchez combining on a three-hit shutout. Was it last night Jersey Shore had a no-hit bid? Yeah, had a one-hitter last night Jersey Shore, so just four hits allowed by Blue Claw pitching over their last 16 innings on the bump. The 0-2 drops in there, strike three called. Familia was trying to will that one to be ruled inside for a ball, but Beck clipped the corner. Back-to-back strikeouts. That strikeout once again brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Two out in the inning for Grant Richardson. Richardson singled to center and scored in the second. Struck out, swinging the lead off the fourth his last time up. And he takes outside and low. It's 1-0. Brooklyn will have 9-1-2. Two up in the bottom half of the sixth. Currently leading 7-4. Cal's at second with two down. 1-0. Breaking ball atop the zone. Slider from Beck. And the count evens at 1-1. It's all right. He plays with the ball behind his back as he gets the sign. The 1-1. Up and away, and it's two balls and a strike. Worth noting that Junior Tillian did not return to shortstop for the top of the sixth inning. Was hurt trying to slide in a home plate. On the base hit by, I believe it was Ryan Clifford in the top of the inning. Rather, in the bottom of the fifth as Richardson takes low. It's 3-1. But Jet Williams has come into the game at shortstop and slots into the nine hole. And obviously, we hope the best for Tillian. Hopefully nothing more than being taken out of the game as a precaution. But Tillian is out. Williams is in. And Jet will lead off the bottom of the inning as this one ricochets past the glove of DeAndre Smith in a right field. Consuegra fields and will not throw to the plate as Cal slides in heads first. It's an RBI single for Grant Richardson, his 36th RBI of the year, and Hudson Valley cuts the lead down to 2. It's 7-5. There's a hard-hit ground ball that Smith tried to play on the forehand to his left, but a kick behind him into right field. ...110 miles an hour on that ground ball by Richardson. And Beck, after the leadoff double, couldn't quite escape the jam. Now Jared Wagner, 1-for-2. He has an RBI base hit tonight. Takes outside for ball one. Wagner popped up to second in his last at-bat. Tying run at the plate for Hudson Valley. Draftee out of Arkansas earlier this summer. The 1-0 from Beck. And Wagner takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. At the letter is the 1-1 pitch. And Wagner fouls it off towards the parking lot. Hopefully doesn't end up on someone's windshield. It's 1-2. Good crowd on hand tonight on a beautiful Friday evening in Brooklyn, New York. The 1-2 from Jace. And Wagner fouls it out of play. Remains at a ball and two strikes. Wagner started his college career as a teammate of former Cyclone Dylan Tabrock at Creighton. Could have faced each other as SEC foes this year. Tabrock was committed to LSU before signing with the Mets as an eighth-round pick last summer. A 1-2 pitch. Misses high. It's 2-2. Wagner had some of the best exit velo in the country this spring while playing at Arkansas. One of the more physically developed players in this year's draft class. The 2-2. Another one hammered back to the screen. There remains the two balls and two strikes. Beck at 27 pitches here in the sixth after a 10-pitch fifth inning. Nearing the top of the 9 o'clock hour, Renegades a run in on two hits in the sixth. The 2-2 up and in the count full. Top of the lineup and Anthony Hall waiting on deck. Wagner, after signing, played two games in the Complex League, three at Single-A Tampa, before joining Hudson Valley at the start of last week. Runner will be off. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Fastball away at 93, and Beck strikes out three in the sixth. But Hudson Valley gets a run back on two hits, and one man left at the end of five and a half. 7-5 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn looking to add to a 7-5 lead. Williams, De Los Santos, and Ramirez. Three due up in the inning. Jet Williams on to replace Junior Tillian, who left with injury after sliding into home plate in the fifth. So Williams will lead things off for Brooklyn in the inning. Had a couple of doubles last night, was 2-for-6. And he takes a called strike from Vineyard. It's 0-1. Williams hitting at 288 in his first 15 games with Brooklyn, a homer and four RBIs. The 0-1 outside. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Spencer Henson is out of the ballgame for Hudson Valley. Not sure what happened there. As Williams takes a called strike, it's 1-2, but Rafael Flores has come into the game at first base. He'll slot into the sixth spot in the Renegades' order. Righty's 1-2. Williams hits it on the ground at third. Fielded to his left by Cal. Strong throw to first in time. One away. Well, hopefully everything all right with Spencer Henson, as is the same case with our good buddy Junior Tillian. Back to the top of the order in Omar De Los Santos. Omar 0-for-3, three strikeouts tonight, two swinging and one looking. First pitch from Vineyard. And De Los Santos can't connect on the offering down and in. It's 0-1. Final line for Joel Valdez goes 2/3 of an inning. Five runs all earned on four hits, two walks and a strikeout. 33 pitches, 17 strikes as De Los Santos can't hold up. On the pitch down and away, it's 0-2. Top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. The two-strike pitch, and De Los Santos chases off the outside corner for strike three. Fourth strikeout tonight for De Los Santos, and the first of the evening for Mason Vineyard. Two out in the sixth. Now it's Alex Ramirez, RBI single to right his last time up. Came around to score on the Consuegra home run. At the letter is the first pitch. And Ramirez takes a strike. Breaking ball from Vineyard. It's 0-1. Ryan Clifford, the left fielder, waiting on deck. The one strike pitch, and Ramirez. Foul tip off the glove of Gomez. And the count now 0-2. The No action right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. Curious to see whether or not Jace Beck comes back out for the top of the seventh. The 0-2. And Ramirez taps it on the ground at third. Charging in Cowles. Backhand. Slow throw to first. Not in time. Alex Ramirez legs out his second hit of the night. Infield base hit. And Brooklyn a two-out base runner for Ryan Clifford. Clifford, game-tying RBI single to right in his last at-bat. 1-for-3 today. Shortstop Serna playing behind the bag at second. And the first pitch to Ryan inside for ball one. Clifford, good baseball family. His dad, John, celebrating his birthday today. Happy 50th birthday to Ryan's dad, John, a former pro ball player in his own right. The 1-0. And Clifford takes inside. It's 2-0. John, a former 19th round pick of the Colorado Rockies out of Villanova in Philadelphia. And Ryan and John can say they've played for the same team. This one grounded just foul of the first baseline. It's 2-1. But John Clifford's first season of professional baseball was in Asheville, North Carolina with the Tourists. Played 94 games there in 1996. And then Ryan, before the trade, was playing for the Asheville Tourists. Played in 58 games there before joining the Cyclones after the deadline. The 2-1. Clifford swings and misses at a high fastball. And it's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. One on, two out. Brooklyn a 7-5 lead. Runner goes, the 2-2, breaking ball low. Throw down to second base, well late. Clifford pointing at something out towards second base. I think he thought that was a pitch clock violation, maybe. But either way, it's ball three, and Alex Ramirez steals second. For Alex, his 19th stolen bag of the season. Here's the payoff. Inside ball four, and Clifford's aboard. So back-to-back, two out, base runners for Brooklyn on an infield base hit and a walk. And there are two on and two out for Jacob Reimer, who's 1-for-2 with a single and a walk tonight.
Yeah, Vineyard really wanted that call. It was a borderline pitch, but just missed to Clifford. And now Brooklyn, more two out base runners here, an opportunity to perhaps pad onto the lead. Still just a two-run lead, so you'd love some insurance here as you progress down the home stretch.
Jacob Reimer takes a call at strike one, especially after Hudson Valley got one back in the top of the inning. Hudson Valley 2 in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 6th. The 0-1. Inside and low, it's 1-1. Brooklyn 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 4th. And a 5-run bottom of the 5th to take a 7-4 lead at the time. It's now 7-5. Ramirez at 2nd, Clifford at 1st. The 1-1. And Reimer chases the breaking ball down. Good offering there from Vineyard. It's 1-2. Roddy comes home, and Reimer thinks about it, but stays away from the slider. And it's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vineyard started his college career at Wabash Valley College before moving on to Division I ball at Western Kentucky. The 2-2. Ooh, it hit him. Lost control of the pitch inside, and it caught Reimer just behind his left arm. And just like that, Brooklyn has them loaded with two out for the star of the game tonight, Stanley Consuegra. There is some action down the left field line for Hudson Valley. A right-hander is up and throwing. But it looks like Sergio Santos will leave Vineyard in to face the powerful Stanley Consuegra. And a solo shot to left in the second, and a go-ahead three-run blast an inning ago in the fifth. The first pitch way outside. It's 1-0. Just based on that pitch alone, I think Vineyard thinking about what Consuegra has done tonight, trying to pitch him away. The 1-0 pitch, and Consuegra pops it up in the infield. Vargas calling for it, and on the third base side, a second makes the catch to end the inning. So Brooklyn threatens, gets three base runners with two outs on a base hit, a walk and a hit by pitch, but can't add it to the two-run lead. The end of six, 7-5 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So it will be Jay Speck back to the mound in the top of the seventh inning. 39 pitches through two innings. Top of the lineup due up for Hudson Valley, Hall, Vargas, and Serna. Brooklyn nursing a two-run lead, 7-5, trying to snap a three-game slide to start the series. And with Hall stepping up to the plate, stepping back to the play-by-play microphone, is Johnny Gadamowicz. Johnny?
It's been a tough night for Anthony Hall so far, Justin. He's 0-3 with three strikeouts. Brooklyn 7, Hudson Valley 5. We're in the top of the seventh with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Jay Speck back out for another inning of work, and his first toss is fouled back for strike one. Beck, who came on to begin the top of the fifth, he pitched the fifth, the sixth, and now is indeed back out for inning number seven. The second Brooklyn pitcher of the day after starter Yoander Suarez went 4-1. Nubbed foul and chase ahead quickly, 0-2. The biggest output of the night so far in terms of a singular inning for Brooklyn came in the bottom of the fifth when they put up a five spot. 0-2. Wave and a miss, strike three. Beck went to the breaking ball. Osborne fires it down to the third baseman, Reimer. Brooklyn throws it around the horn, and there's one away here in the top of the seventh. So that tough night for Anthony Hall continues, make him 0-4 with four strikeouts. Third punch out of the night for Jay Speck, and the 10th so far by Brooklyn pitching. Back into the wind, first toss to Vargas. Breaking ball clips the outer half for a called strike, it's 0-1. That last strikeout, a painting the corner strikeout, brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. 0-1 misses downstairs. 94-mile-an-hour heater from Beck, and it's one ball, one strike. Bases empty, one gone. Beck, a tall presence out on the mound, 1-1. Fouled back, it's 1-2. The big righty arm working against Vargas, the two-hole hitter for these Renegades. Hudson Valley, 2 in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in the sixth. But that aforementioned 5 spot by the Clones, too much. 1-2, rolled over right-hand side. First baseman Lugo collects and steps on the bag himself for out number 2. Well, I'm sure the priority for Beck to keep the pitch count low in this 7th inning should he want to work through the entirety of it. Mentioned already, has tossed 2 full frames tonight. So two away, and the base is empty now for the three-batter, Jared Cerna. Cerna singled in the third and later came home to score. First pitch misses low for ball one. Full night sky has taken shape here at Maimonides Park. Lights glooming on the field below. 1-0 misses downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. This the final time in the regular season Cyclones and Renegades will go toe-to-toe. 2-0 pitch. Cerna laces one to left center. That's a base hit. Over the glove of the shortstop, Williams. The left fielder Clifford relays in. It's a two-out single for Jared Cerna. And Hudson Valley has a man aboard here in the seventh for Antonio Gomez. Brooklyn fans hopeful, though, that this not the final series between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. After all, the Renegades did win the first half, meaning they play the winner of the second half. Brooklyn and Jersey Shore currently tied atop the division here in half number two. First pitch, fastball misses just a bit outside to Gomez for ball one. Antonio today, 1-for-3, strikeout, an RBI single, and a pop-up. Righty-on-righty matchup. Small lead for Cerna off first. The 1-0. High and tight. Two balls and no strikes to the righty hitting Gomez. Ben Cowles looming large on deck. He's got a double and a run to his name tonight. Also extended his on-base streak to what is now 31 games. Drake Osborne, Brooklyn catcher, out to have a word. Just calming down his battery mate Beck before a 2-0 delivery upcoming to the righty hitter Gomez. Brooklyn 7, Hudson Valley 5. We're in the top of the 7th with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. A gaping hole on the right-hand side for the righty batter Gomez. Osborne makes his way back to the batter's circle. He'll set up shop behind home. Ben Cowles waiting on deck. And 2 away. The man on first. Lugo, the first baseman, holding the runner Cerna on. Cerna not plenty of speed, only a stride or so off the first base bag. 2-0. Misses down and away for ball three. No action brewing in the Brooklyn bullpen down the right field line, so it appears, at least for the time being, that this is Jace's top of the seventh inning to go get for himself. Stomach set, 3-0. Swinging a ground ball through on the right side for a base hit. The hit and run well executed. Cerna all the way up to third, and it puts men on the corners with two away. Well, Cerna was going on the pitch, so as a result, you had the second baseman Smith shaded over towards the bag. Had he not darted towards second base, he might have been within the vicinity to make a play for a routine 4-3 ground out. But instead, back-to-back base hits from Renegade hitters, and there are men on the corners with two gone for Ben Cowles. And now it appears as if some action brewing down the right field line in the Brooklyn pen. No tossing, just some getting loose. So Beck gets Cowles, righty arm on righty bat with men on the corners and two gone. 7-5 Cyclones pitch. Fastball misses outside, ball one. So after Beck got Anthony Hall to strike out and Alexander Vargas to ground out, back-to-back base hits by the Renegades. Halfback dealing with some adversity here in the seventh. 1-0 offering. Misses outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Cowles has hit safely now in 10 of his last 12 games. 10 long balls on the year. Oddly enough, all of them solo shots, though. Here's a 2-0 from Jace. Brushes him back, misses up and in for ball three. Jace has not walked anybody so far tonight, but he is behind on Cowles 3-0 here. Cerna on third, Gomez opposite him on first, and two gone. 7-5 Brooklyn lead. Cerna dances off third, 3-0 pitch, misses low for ball four. So a four-pitch walk issued by Beck loads the bases with two outs. Tying run on second base, now the go-ahead run on first. But if there is a bright spot here for the Cyclones, it's that there's two away. So Brooklyn still an opportunity to get out of this thing without any damage, but Chris Newell not going to take that chance. He'll make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. So Beck's inning started sharply, but ended in a bit of a tailspin after he put the final three men on that he faced, two singles and a walk. New arm in the game for the Clones. We'll have him for you. Let's step aside on the Cyclone Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
This pitching change driven by Bicol Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. On to try and escape this bases loaded two out jam is Joshua Cornelli, 6'2", 235, 22 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. Cornelli this year has inherited 19 runners, has stranded 11 and allowed 8. To come across to score. Rafael Flores up for his first at-bat tonight with a chance to tie the game or give Hudson Valley the lead.
Joshua Cornelli on in really a huge spot here for Brooklyn. Cyclones have lost the first three games of this series. Hudson Valley has the bases loaded with two outs. And Rafael Flores up to bat. Cornelli on, Beck off. And the righty's first pitch misses a bit high for ball one. Serna on third, Gomez on second, Cowles behind him on first. 1-0 count on the righty hitting Flores. Cornelli, the righty arm, is set at his belt, ready to deal a 1-0. A left leg kick, he fires. Swing and a miss. Slider tailing down and away, and it's 1-1. This game has seen plenty of offense. 12 combined runs, 21 combined hits. And a 7-5 Cyclone lead. Brooklyn trying to cling on to it here in the top of the seventh. Serna prancing off of third base. A huge lead. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball to the third baseman, Reimer. He keeps it himself and steps on third to retire the side. Joshua Cornelli strands the bases loaded and preserves this 7-5 Cyclones lead. Time to get up and stretch on Coney Island. Cyclone 7, Renegades 5 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the seventh in Brooklyn. The Cyclones, a 7-5 lead on top of the Hudson Valley Renegades. Just had a beautiful rendition of God Bless America here at the ballpark. Seventh inning stretch time on the boardwalk. Everybody having fun on this Friday night. Cyclones trying to will themselves back in the win column after Hudson Valley has captured the first three games of this set. Mason Vineyard, the right reliever, is back out for another inning of work. The crowd is juiced up and for good reason. Joshua Cornelli just came in with the bases loaded and two outs and got Rafael Flores to ground out to retire the side as the Renegades stranded three, which could loom large down the home stretch of this two-run ball game. Well, I mentioned it earlier, we've seen our fair share of offense tonight. One day after the teams combined for 11 runs on 23 hits, tonight we've got a combined 12 runs on 21 hits. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley bats really hitting their stride. And now one day after the Cyclones blew a 5-0 lead, they'll try to make sure that they change the narrative here one night later. A two-run cushion, 7-5, as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Brooklyn in the home half sends Lugo, Smith, and Osborne to bat. 6-7-8, then Jet Williams, should things get that far in the frame. Williams came on for the injured junior Tillian when Tillian was a bit shaken up on a collision at a play at the plate earlier in the game. But Williams not a sure thing to bat. Lugo, Smith, Osborne, one of those guys would need to reach. Lugo up first, working on a two-hit day. A triple and a homer shy of the cycle. Still some work to be done. First pitch to William. First pitch swinging, ripping a miss at a 91-mile-an-hour heater away, and it's 0-1. Cyclones a five-run bottom of the fifth inning. In large part, what's propelled them in front here tonight. 0-1. Lugo takes downstairs and outside. And it's a ball and a strike to the righty hitting first baseman. These two teams back in action tomorrow, of course, a 6 p.m. first pitch before closing up shop Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Wrapping up this 12-game homestand. 1-1. Lugo thought better than the swing at a breaking ball low and outside. 2-1 now. Righty-on-righty matchup. Hudson Valley infield playing back. Everyone outside of the first baseman Flores is practically on the green-shaded outfield turf. 2-1. Lugo smacks it left-hand side. Cowles, the third baseman on a backhand, relays over to first in time for out number one. Now DeAndre Smith, bases empty, one away. Smith, like Lugo before him, also working on a two-hit night. Sometimes the hitting just contagious. And it looks as if Mason Vineyard's day is done before Smith will have a chance to keep the good times rolling. So Vineyard comes on, gets one out in this bottom of the seventh. But Sergio Santos opting to go with another bullpen arm for the remainder of the frame. We'll have that name for you when we come back. Bases empty, one gone. 7-5 Cyclones here on Valley Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free.
These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change driven by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. On is the right-hander Cole Ayers to make his second appearance of the series. Base is empty, one out in the seventh. DeAndre Smith, the first man to face him, Johnny.
So Ayers comes on his second appearance of the series. He gets DeAndre Smith, base is empty, one away, pitch. Smith takes a fastball on the outside corner. A called strike, though, at 93 on the gun. And it's 0-1. Smith, 2-for-3, two singles and a strikeout. Brooklyn seeking some insurance here in the seventh. 0-1. Smith takes down and away. And it's one ball and one strike. Well, the Cyclone bullpen has been exquisite really all year. And you hope that things stay that way down the home stretch. 1-1. Smith takes low and outside. It's 2-1. Joshua Cornele presumably will come on to at least begin inning number 8. After he faced just one batter coming on in the seventh before he retired the side. 2-1 to Smith. Runs in on the hands. It's a called strike, though. And it's 2-2. Drake Osborne on deck. And Jet Williams looming large after him. Bases empty, one away. Righty-righty matchup. Smith a slight choke-up. Two-strike approach. Pitch. Wave and a miss. Gone fishing for that pitch in the dirt. And DeAndre down on strikes for the second time tonight. And there's two gone. First strikeout of the night for Ayers since coming on. Strikes out the first batter he faces. That's the 10th punch out tonight for Renegade pitchers. So Osborne steps up. No one on the base paths for Brooklyn here in the bottom of the seventh. And two away. First pitch to the catcher. Drake clobbers one to left field. This ball is way gone. Drake Osborne gave it a ride. How about that for some insurance? It's 8-5 Brooklyn here in the seventh. Osborne's 10th long ball of the year and the third homer of the night for the Cyclones. Fireworks on display here on the boardwalk.
What a way for Drake to pick up his first hit against Hudson Valley this year. 99.3 off the bat, 377 feet according to the data. And it feels like he hit that one a heck of a lot harder and way further than what the numbers show.
Now Jed Williams, two away. First pitch misses low and outside. It's ball one. It's so interesting because we mentioned it earlier, Justin, working on a feature piece for some Cyclone social media channels talking to some of the new guys. 1-0, one of whom is Williams, who goes the other way, skies this one to right, over the head of the right fielder Wagner. Extra bases for Williams. He's thinking three, round second, in towards third. The throw, a good one, and he's out. Oh, Williams got a little bit greedy trying to take the third base bag. And a nice relay to retire the side for the Renegades. But either way, to get to the point, just talking to some of the new guys about just how loaded this lineup is when everybody is clicking and just how much that hitting really can be contagious. Well, the hitting contagious tonight for Brooklyn. 8 runs on now 12 hits. And Drake Osborne's solo shot makes this a 3-run contest. We move to the eighth from Maimonides Park on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Pally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Brooklyn 8, Hudson Valley 5. Cyclones trying to slam the door and snap this three-game skid. Joshua Corneli, as expected, does come back out to at least start the top of the 8th. And in the order, he gets 7-8-9, bottom third for the Renegades. And to take us home on the PXP microphone for the rest of the way, it's my partner Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Christopher Familia to lead things off. And the first pitch fastball from Corneli across at 94. And the count 0-1. Hudson Valley, 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They have left 7. Brooklyn, 8 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. They have left 7 as well. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. We neglected to get you the answer in the bottom of the 6th as Familia drives one right center field. That one's down in the gap for a base hit. Ramirez over to cut it off, and that's going to hold Familia to a single. Beautifully done by Alex Ramirez in the right center field gap. As Familia thought about two, but had to think better of it after Alex Ramirez was able to get to it in a hurry. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question from earlier tonight. Our question was, Jacob Reimer last night, as far as we've been able to research, youngest player in franchise history to have a four-hit game. Only two other teenagers in franchise history have recorded a multi or a four-hit game. As Richardson swings and misses, it's 0-1. Who were they? Richardson 2-for-3, a couple of singles, an RBI, a run scored, and a strikeout tonight. Corneli's 0-1. Off the inside corner. And it's even at a ball and a strike. Our good friend Mary DiBernardo chiming in with a guess of Darryl Siciliani and Francisco Alvarez. 1-1. Popped in the air, left-hand side, a souvenir. And the count of ball and two strikes. Nice catch by a fan, albeit wearing a Yankees Anthony Volpe jersey. And it's a ball and two strikes. But the answer to our trivia question tonight, couple of guys that went on to play in the big leagues for the Mets. We're over to first, and Familia back in standing up. The most recent teenager to do it was Gavin Cecchini. Did it twice in the 2013 season on August the 17th against Vermont and on August the 3rd at Jamestown. 1-2 from Joshua. Breaking ball high, it's 2-2. The other was Nick Evans. Went 4-for-4 against Staten Island here on Coney Island on September the 1st, 2005. But Reimer a couple months younger than both Cecchini and Evans. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. 94-mile-an-hour fastball up. And Corneli picks up his strikeout for the first out of the 8th inning. Painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Jared Wagner, the batter, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Struck out in his last at-bat in the 6th. The righty deals. And this popped in the air off the end of the bat, first base side, out of play. And the count 0-1. Have another great one on tap for you tomorrow. However, won't be the Cyclones and the Renegades here on Coney Island. No, it'll be the Brooklyn Pretty Boys against the Wappinger Falls Bubble Boys tomorrow night for our annual Seinfeld night. It's a great piece, by the way. The 0-1 off the outside corner. It's 1-1 by NBC New York about the history of Seinfeld Night and its legacy here at Maimonides Park and with the Brooklyn Cyclones. Check that out at NBCNewYork.com. The 1-1 chopped towards the third base dugout. It's 1-2. Almost a nice play by Anthony Hall in the on-deck circle. It's a ball and two strikes. And you want to get here early. It's going to be one of the largest crowds in Cyclones history. All tickets, including standing room only, become available at 4 o'clock tomorrow in person at the box office only. The 1-2. It's a ground ball off the mound towards second. Fielded by Smith. Steps on the back. Throw to first. Double play. Inning over. Just what the doctor ordered. A 4-3 double play. And the leadoff base hit erased as Cornelli faces the minimum in the eighth. No runs. One hit. Nobody left. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 8-5 Brooklyn on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Brooklyn looking to add to a three-run lead, 8-5 our score. Top of the lineup, two up, Omar De Los Santos, Alex Ramirez, Ryan Clifford. Those are 3-2 up here in the bottom of this eighth inning. Cole Ayers back to work. And his first pitch to Omar outside for ball one. De Los Santos 0-4 with four strikeouts tonight. The righty kicks the 1-0, and Ayers misses down and away. It's two balls and no strikes. Final line for Mason Vineyard, an inning and two-thirds. No runs on two hits, a walk and a strikeout. Did hit a batter. 35 pitches and 20 strikes. There is a strike to De Los Santos. It's 2-1. Final line for Jay Speck. He went 2 2/3. A run on four hits, a walk, four Ks. 57 pitches and 34 strikes. Check swing did not go, says the base umpire, loss. And it's now 3-1. But it'll be the Bubble Boys and the Pretty Boys tomorrow night as part of our annual Seinfeld Night extravaganza. First time ever in the history of Seinfeld Night. A 3-1 a strike, it's full. In which both teams will wear specialty uniforms as part of the celebration. The payoff, fouled away to the left. It was great texting with my predecessor, Keith Ratt, earlier today. Asked him what some of his favorite moments of Seinfeld Night was over his four-plus years here. As De Los Santos takes low and away ball four, he works a leadoff walk to start the eighth. So Brooklyn with the leadoff man on. Brings up Alex Ramirez, 2-4 with a couple of singles and an RBI. Also has a stolen base tonight. Keith commonly wore the famous puffy shirt that Jerry wore on the show as part of the celebration. Talk a little bit more about what Keith loved about that night during the festivities tomorrow. But it was great hearing from the man himself, what he enjoyed most about it. He, like the orchestrator of Seinfeld Night, Billy Harner, a huge fan of Seinfeld. As Omar dives back to the bag safely. The The 1-0 runner goes. Ramirez swings and fouls it down the right field line. Well out of play. And it's even at a ball and a strike as De Los Santos and Alexander Vargas play with one another over at second base. Omar putting his arm around the shoulders of the second baseman, to which Vargas threw him off immediately. The 1-1. Called strike down and away. Ramirez raises his arms in protest. Thought that pitch missed. Did look a little bit outside. It's 1-2. But we'll have Kramer and Newman. I guess you could call them fatheads here as part of the famous second spitter spit the gumball competition, is a throwback to first. And Omar dives back. Pin the mustache on Keith Hernandez. The postgame world famous Elaine Benes bad dancing contest. Runner goes, pitch in the dirt, throw down to second. The diving tag by Vargas in time for the first out of the inning. De Los Santos slaps the bag in frustration, but won't argue with the base umpire laws. A beautiful throw by Gomez on a pitch that bounced to get one of the league leaders in stolen bases. I don't know what was better on that play for Hudson Valley, the throw or the tag by Vargas. As Ramirez takes in the dirt, it's 3-2.
Can I say both?
I think that's a fair answer. But if you're coming out tomorrow, contests will start at about a quarter after 5. Gates open here tomorrow at 4:30. Payoff pitch. Ramirez, a ground ball up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop. Cerna behind the second base back. Good stretch by Flores towards home. And Alex retired for the second out of the eighth. Now it's Ryan Clifford. Clifford 1-for-3 with the game-tying RBI single in the fifth. Walked and was stranded at second in the sixth. Hudson Valley will have the top of their lineup due up in the ninth, presumably against Corneli with no action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen. As Clifford takes a call, strike, it's 0-1. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Offered at the pitch low, it's 0-2. I selfishly want the receding hairline competition in honor of George Costanza, because I feel like that's a contest I could win. The 0-2 misses low. It's 1-2.
One of these days, I'll be right there with you.
God willing, you won't.
You know what it is? I always get told that I have the real thick head of hair. So I guess maybe that means it won't be as much of a thing for me, but who knows?
I was always told it comes from your mother's father, so your maternal grandfather.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then I will not lose any of my hair whatsoever.
You hit the jackpot. The 1-2 pitch. Clifford rips it down the right field line. That won't get out of here, but it will one hop off the Ridgewood Savings Bank signage. On his way to second, Clifford, and he's there standing with a two-out double. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. Hit it at 101.8 off the base of the right field fence. So a multi-hit game for Ryan Clifford tonight. His third double since joining the Cyclones. And now Jacob Reimer with a chance to add some insurance. Time called at home plate. Discussion right now between Elliot Melton and the catcher Gomez, after the ruling that Ayers stepped off. Reimer has been on base 3 times tonight, and he takes a strike on the outer half. 0-1. Reimer has struck out, singled, walked in, been hit by a pitch, has also scored twice. The 0-1 from Ayers, smothered down and away. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Second baseman Vargas holds on the runner as Reimer pops one in the air down the right field line. This one will get out of play into the first base seats. It's 1-2. Reimer, the Mets' fourth round pick last year out of Yucaipa High School in California, forwent a commitment to the University of Washington to sign for $750,000. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Beautiful top-bottom breaking ball from Ayers. And he works around the two-out double in the eighth. No runs, a hit, one man left. To the ninth we go. Brooklyn 8, Hudson Valley 5 on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Jace Beck, the pitcher of record on the winning side. Joshua Cornelli trying to close it out for him as we head to the top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn an 8-5 lead here on Coney Island. Anthony Hall, Alexander Vargas, Jared Serna. Top third of the lineup. Due up for Hudson Valley in the ninth inning. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game 5 in this series tomorrow night. All that coming up after the final out right here on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Anthony Hall 0 for 4 tonight with 4 strikeouts. He'll lead things off against Cornelli in the ninth inning. Hudson Valley, 5 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They have left 7. Brooklyn, 8 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors. They have stranded 8. Cornelli sets down by his waist. The first pitch of the ninth is swung on and missed by Hall. Stepped in the bucket. And the count 0-1. Cornelli rests that light brown mitt on the front left-hand side of his chest. Here's the 0-1. And Hall fights it off the hands. It's 0-2. Will be Jordan Gieber for Brooklyn tomorrow. His first start back off the IL. Zach Messenger, the righty, will get the ball for Hudson Valley. Joshua's 0-2. And Hall takes down and in, stays away. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Cornelli got off to a slow start on the bump this year, but since the tail end of April has been as reliable as any arm in Brooklyn's bullpen. As Hall pops it sky high, left-hand side. Williams onto the left field turf, calls everyone off, makes the two-handed catch for the first out of the ninth inning. So one away in the frame brings up Alexander Vargas, 1 for 4. Singled and scored in the third. Ground out to first, his last trip in the seventh. But Cornelli, a 2.31 ERA since April the 21st. Over a run better than his overall numbers as Vargas swinging to try and pull Hudson Valley within 2. Comes up empty, it's 0-1. Brooklyn 3 home runs tonight. A multi-home run game for Stanley Consuegra. His second this year against Hudson Valley. The 0-1 put in the air to left. Back into his left, Clifford. He has this one squared away. And as he squares his shoulders towards home, makes the catch, and the Cyclones one out away from snapping the three-game slide. Two out in the ninth for Jared Cerna. Couple of singles, has also reached on an error today. Two for four officially. Cerna grew up a big Yankee fan in his native country of Mexico. As he lines this one at third, caught by Reimer to his left, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Joshua Cornelli picks up his first save of the season, and the sixth of his professional career, comes out of the bullpen with the bases loaded and two out in the seventh inning. Got a fielder's choice to end that frame and then face the minimum the rest of the way as the Cyclones snap the three-game slide. Your final score in nine, the Brooklyn Cyclones 8 and the Hudson Valley Renegades 5. Fireworks coming up here from Coney Island. The recap report is next as well. Don't go anywhere on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all close talkers, low talkers, high talkers, anti-dentites, and those with man hands. Come on down to Coney Island on Saturday, August 19th. Yada, 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 you'll have a great time. The first 2,500 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. Plus, there will be a special appearance from John O'Hurley, who famously played Jay Peterman on the show. There are special packages, including all you can drink, and guaranteed bobblehead packages available as well. Don't stop for Juju Fruits. Go directly to BrooklynCyclones.com and get your tickets to this annual celebration of all things Seinfeld.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Some post-game fireworks to celebrate a night that featured plenty of fireworks in the game itself. Justin Rock back with you here alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. Cyclones win it 8-5 tonight. The three-game losing streak is a thing of the past as the Cyclones get a much-needed and hard-fought victory as a night after they blew their largest lead of the season, led by 5 and then lost 6-5. Brooklyn answering back today, erasing 2- and 3-run deficits in the early going to win this one by a final of 8-5. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight on Coney Island. It was a wild one throughout. As we look back at the game that was, Hudson Valley once again is starting fast. It was a scoreless game into the second inning, and that's when the Renegades struck first. Spencer Henson with one out in the second, tried to double off the left center field wall, but was thrown out trying to stretch it to two. So you figure things would be looking good in that inning, but Christopher Familia singled. Grant Richardson singled it to center. That sent Familia to third. Richardson took second on the throw. A balk with Jared Wagner at the plate forced in a run, made it 1-0, and then Wagner, an RBI single, brought in a tally to give Hudson Valley a 2-0 lead. Brooklyn, though, would come up with a response in the bottom half of the second inning. As in that bottom of the second inning, after Jacob Reimer struck out to lead off the frame, it was Stanley Consuegra to the plate with a chance to get Brooklyn on the scoreboard. And all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out by the Thunderbolt roller coaster. Johnny Gadamowicz or Nostradamus. Stanley's 15th home run of the year. It's the squad. So Stanley's home run brought Brooklyn within one, 2-1. However, Hudson Valley would get those runs back in the top of the third inning. In that frame, Hudson Valley, a leadoff single by Alexander Vargas, who then went first to third on a base hit by Jared Cerna to right, but an errant throw to third base allowed Vargas to score and Cerna to take second. And Hudson Valley regained a two-run lead. It was 3-1. Antonio Gomez then dunked a single in his center. That scored Cerna. And the Renegades had a 4-1 advantage. Stayed that way until the bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn pulled a run closer with one out. Jacob Reimer singled. Went first to home on a double that dunked into shallow left center by William Lugo. A ball lost in the lights here on Coney Island. So that made it a 4-2 game. Then in the fifth is when Brooklyn really opened up their offense. Joel Valdez came on to start the inning. And in that inning, Drake Osborne led things off with a walk and then took second when Junior Tillian was hit by a pitch. A wild pitch allowed the runners to take second and third, but Omar De Los Santos struck out. Alex Ramirez then followed with a single to right. Brought in a run, but Junior Tillian was thrown out at the plate trying to score from second base. Tillian would eventually leave the game, was hurt in a collision at the plate with the catcher Gomez. So it was 4-3 with Ramirez at second base with the tying run. Ryan Clifford then followed with a single to right that tied the game at four. Jacob Reimer then walked, and that brought up Stanley Consuegra. Well, the chance to give the Cyclones the lead.
Times, as you called it early, Justin Linger.
That leads the squad, and Brooklyn's back within one. It's 2-1. After tomorrow and Sunday, just one more homestand left. That's Consuegra trying to. Heads up on the Thunderbolt. He's gone deep again. Stanley Consuegra sends one out to Luna Park. He might have put one on to Luna Park on the moon. A go-ahead two-run shot, his 16th of the year, and Brooklyn in front for the first time tonight at 6-4. Stanley's home run hit so high and so far that I thought it was a two-run shot. It was actually a three-run homer. It gave Brooklyn a 7-4 advantage. That three-run shot by Consuegra. Our Howes Potato Chips play the game. Howes Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Hudson Valley got a run back in the top of the sixth inning. Made it a 7-5 contest. Ben Cowles led off the inning with a double. And after back-to-back strikeout, scored on a single to right by Grant Richardson. Made it 7-5. Brooklyn got a run back in the bottom of the seventh. After a one-out pitching change, DeAndre Smith struck out, and then Drake Osborne hit a towering, skyscraping home run to left that made it 8-5. Joshua Cornelius also had a huge at-bat in that ballgame as well. In the top of the seventh, Hudson Valley loaded the bases with two out on a couple of singles and a walk. But with Brooklyn leading by two, Cornelius got a fielder's choice to third to end the inning as Cornelius would record the final seven outs of the night to pick up the save as Brooklyn wins it by a final of 8-5. Winning pitcher tonight, Jace Beck. He improves to 6-5. 2 2/3 innings, a run on 4 hits, a walk, 4 Ks. Loss goes to Joel Valdez. 2/3 of an inning, 5 runs all earned on 4 hits, 2 walks and a strikeout. The save to Joshua Cornelli is first of the year. 2 1/3 shutout, 1 hit innings, no walks and a strikeout. Final line score tonight, Hudson Valley 5 runs, 12 hits, no errors, they left 7. Brooklyn 8 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors, they left 8. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 50 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,676 right here at Maimonides Park. With the win tonight, Brooklyn improving their record to 27 and 19 in the half. 55 and 56 overall. Hudson Valley with the loss drops to 23 and 23 in the half. 62 and 50 on the season. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye on this Friday night. All but one game has gone final. Top of the 11th in Winston-Salem. The Dash and the Greenville Drive are tied at 4. Greensboro beats Bowling Green 5-3. It was Rome, a 10-6 winner on the road against Hickory. Aberdeen outslugs Wilmington 7-6, and Jersey Shore continues their winning ways. They shut out Asheville 6-0. 18 innings in a row without allowing a run dating back to the start of yesterday. Just 4 hits allowed by Jersey Shore over their last 18 innings on the bump. So Brooklyn and the Blue Claws will remain tied atop the North going into Saturday. Mets affiliate scoreboard. Mets in the top of the 7th right now in St. Louis, leading the Cardinals by a score of 2-0. Brandon Nimmo, a leadoff home run in that ballgame, is 18th of the year. Joey Lucchese, first start since he pitched for Brooklyn on Sunday afternoon. 5 2/3, shutout, 4 hit innings. 2 walks, 5 Ks tonight, has since given way to Phil Bickford. So the Mets looking good tonight in St. Louis. Triple-A Syracuse had their game canceled tonight against Columbus 2-2. Double-A Binghamton outslugs Portland. They win that one at 7-4. Drew Gilbert, his second home run since coming over in the Justin Verlander trade at the deadline. Paul Gervais picking up the win in his Double-A debut. Did give up 2 runs in 2 innings, but congratulations to Paul on his first Double-A W. Single-A St. Lucie playing a doubleheader. They split it. Game one, they beat Jupiter 2-1. Vincent Perozzo, a home run, is 7th. Kevin Parada batted 3rd, played catcher, went 0-3 with a pair of strikeouts in that ballgame. Saul Garcia, 6 shutout, 1-hit innings, struck out 9 for the win in the opener. Game two went the way of Jupiter Marlins affiliate, 7-4. A home run in that ballgame from Yohairo Cuevas, his first of the year. Kevin Parada had off in game two. Dominican Summer League, Mets Orange beat the Cardinals 2-1 in 7. Game completed early due to lightning. And the Mets blue team had their game canceled on the road against the Braves due to rain. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say so long on this Friday night. Royals beat the Cubs this afternoon at Wrigley 4-3. Guardians and Tigers a doubleheader from Cleveland. Detroit takes game one 4-2. Cleveland in the bottom of the 8th of game two, leading that one 4-1. Reds beat the Blue Jays 1-0, a walk-off home run by the rookie Christian Encarnacion. Strand in the bottom of the 9th wins that one. Nationals over the Phillies 8-7. Red Sox beat the Yankees opening game of the series from Yankee Stadium 8-3. Braves shut out the Giants 4-0. Spencer Strider is 14th win. End of the 6th in Arlington. Rangers up on the Brewers 4-3. Mariners a 2-0 advantage in Houston against the Astros. Bottom of the 7th, Bryce Miller twirling a shutout so far. Top of the 7th in Minnesota, Twins a 3-0 lead on the Pirates. Top of the 6th in Colorado, Rockies 9 and the White Sox 1. Bottom 2 in Anaheim, Angels and Rays are tied at 1. Tyler Anderson against Erasmo Ramirez. A's trailing the Orioles 3-1, top of the 2nd in Oakland. Kyle Gibson against Luis Medina. Dodgers, or rather the Padres, hosting the Diamondbacks. Middle of the 2nd, no score. Former Cyclone Seth Lugo against the rookie Brandon Pfaadt. And the Dodgers hosting the Marlins at 10-10. That'll start momentarily. Tony Gonsolin against the reigning Cy Young Award winner, Sandy Alcantara. It'll be our annual Seinfeld Night festivities tomorrow. The Bubble Boys and the Pretty Boys. Jordan Gieber will make the start for Brooklyn. 2-1. A 4.5 ERA, his first outing since being reinstated off the IL. Zach Messenger will get the ball for Hudson Valley. 1-8 with a 4.09 ERA. Gates open at 4:30 tomorrow for our Seinfeld Night festivities. Johnny and I will hit the airways of the pregame show starting at 5:45 tomorrow night, leading up to the 6 o'clock first pitch right here from Maimonides Park. That'll do it for us here on this Friday night as Brooklyn snaps the three-game slide with an 8-5 win. For everyone with our ownership group at the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island at Maimonides Park, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn again, your final, the Cyclones 8 and the Renegades 5. Hope to have you with us again for all the fun and excitement of Seinfeld Night tomorrow. But until then, Johnny and I say so long from Coney Island.
Affiliate of the New York Mets. This podcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.